1230 KHAS.
And welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here tonight. Hastings College beginning their postseason run as they've got the Dort Defenders in here to take on Hastings in the quarterfinal match here tonight. As we talk with Hastings head coach Lance Creech, and coach, everything was going our way there for a long stretch of the season, sitting at 22-7. We finished 13-5 in the conference, but this is a team that's kind of limping into the postseason, not what you want to see, dropping our last two.
No, it's not, but I think, you know, that we've also proven that our body of work proves that we are a pretty good basketball team, and we have the capability of being a great team. It's just we've got to refocus on some things, some shortcomings I think we had in this, that last week. And again, the game at Dana probably took a little bit more air out of our sails than I would have thought going in. And you know, the Dakota Wesleyan game was going to be a challenge either way. And for 20 to 25 minutes, we played really well. But then Dakota Wesleyan really proved that they are a very, very good basketball team. And they came out and they really kind of shut the door and kept shutting it on our foot, so to speak, for the better half of that game. And the second half was really a tough thing to swallow, because I thought early on we did some really good things.
The goal is still reaching the NAIA tournament. Is still a possibility. Hastings right now just needing them to make a run here through the conference tournament. But turning time, it's one and you're done.
It is. And, you know, the thing that we've tried to, you know, impress upon our guys is being in such a tough league that we have, if you have a good body of work going into the postseason conference tournament, you're going to have an opportunity, you know, to catch some eyes around the national scene and possibly get an at-large. So it's a benefit in that regard that you don't have to win the regular season, you don't have to win the conference tournament, and you can still be a selection for our national tournament just because of the reputation that the GPAC conference has. And I think if, you know, we can kind of let that bypass and concentrate on Hastings College again and you know, make it a focal point that we still have a goal in mind and an objective in mind to win the conference tournament. And, you know, last year particularly, we made a nice little run here into the conference tournament and did some good things. So if we can kind of get that mindset back and get back to doing some of the more simple things that we've done up to this point, I think we'll be okay.
Problem is, we don't have the secret formula to get into the conference or the national tournament. To win the conference tournament, you get in, but we don't have anything else lower than that to get into the thing. So we just got to go out and play.
Yeah, we do. You know, I mean, I think there's still a lot of different scenarios that a lot of people are talking about. But the thing that I've tried to impress upon our guys is we can't worry about getting an at-large. We can't worry about, you know, other people losing. We're still in control of our own destiny. We still have an opportunity to accomplish our goal, and we've just got to get back to playing better basketball than we have the last week.
I don't know if there was a draw in the conference tournament that was beneficial, but I'll tell you what, Northwestern, Sioux Falls, Dort on our half of the bracket, those are all good teams.
Very good, and you know, as we talked earlier, to have Dort coming in as the sixth place team in your league, and they're 20-9, there's not a lot of conferences across the nation that can say those kinds of things, because that's a very good team, and they're playing very well. They've won 10 of 11 or 11 of 12 here of late, so they are doing some really good things, and I think they've kind of hit their stride, and we've just got to make sure they come out and be aggressive from the onset and make sure that we're doing a better job defensively than we have the last week.
Two losses last week, one to Dana, one to Dakota Wesleyan. Was there one thing in mind that really stood out that we were not doing last week?
I just think our on-ball defense. I just think our defensive effort, period. You know, we've a lot of attention has been focused on our offense and things like that. We still, you know, scored 83 and 85 points, I think, in the last two ball games, and we were not very efficient. You know, we didn't do some things well, but in the same sense, if you can't win a game scoring 83 points, then something else has got to be the focal point, and that's our defense. And I think right now we've just got to toughen up. We've got to do a better job defensively than what we had the last couple games.
Things going on the road last week and playing at Dakota Wesleyan, and we just had a couple of guys go off on us. Brady Weepy had 30 points in the ball game, and then the Dorsey kid had 25. Those are two good players, but that was just too much to overcome.
It really was, because the way they get him, you know, Weepy is such a – he can score from a post feed. He gets offense. He's one of the better unathletic offensive rebounders I've ever seen. He's really got a knack for finding the basketball, and he does a very good job of positioning and getting it down low. He's very good, very crafty, getting himself to the foul line. And then the Dorsey kid is just something that, you know, athletically this league hasn't seen in a few years. I mean, he's a kid that can shoot it, drive it. He gets things from the offensive boards. He's got a good middle game. He's a very, very complete player, and he's also probably the defensive player of the year in our league. So he's a very tough matchup, and when you put both those people on opposite sides or even on the same side of the floor, it really impacts your defense in a lot of different ways as far as positioning.
Now we got the prospect of playing, I think, three games in a matter of 6 days in order to get to the championship ball game of the conference tournament. What's it take to make a run in this thing?
I just think toughness. You know, as easy as that sounds to sum it up in one word, it just, you know, you've got to be willing to do some things that other teams aren't. And I think that boils down to kind of putting your body in front of somebody else's body and taking a punch and make sure you're getting up after every time you take a punch. I think you've got to be able to withstand some things as far as runs. You've got to be mentally tough. You've got to be physically tough. And I thought we had done a pretty darn good job of that for a better part of the year. And the thing that I've got to make our group try and understand is just don't let the last week determine what has been a pretty darn good year up to this point, because we've accomplished some pretty good things and some small milestones along the way. And we've still got a lot to play for, you know, and I just don't want our dauber to be so down that we can't recover mentally. And I think a little bit that's what was happening as we went into the Dakota Wesley game. I thought, you know, we were a little bit mentally fatigued. And at this time of the year, again, everybody's tired. Everybody's tired of doing the same drills and all those kinds of things. But we've just got to reestablish that trust within the system, the trust within one another, that we're not going to crumble anytime we get knocked down.
Do you have confidence going into the conference tournament here?
Well, I don't know if we have confidence. I don't know. I mean, that's a very good question. As I've said many times this year, this has been a very hard group for me to read. You know, you walk in after a big win like a Northwestern or a Briarcliff or, you know, even a conference win like a Doan, a Nebraska Wesley, and a big rival, and you can't tell whether we won or lost. So reading this bunch has been one of the bigger question marks I've ever had in my career as a head coach, because they're just so unemotional, which can be a positive too, because they just don't let a lot frustrate them to the point of crumbling, you know. And as I say that, we did that a little bit last week, but I think, you know, we've got enough veteran leadership on this group. We've got enough maturity, I think, and I hope that we're a tough enough group to come back and rebound and play well tonight.
Hastings, the number three seed here in this GPAC postseason tournament. And ironically, we see a team that beat us during the regular season in Dort here tonight, a team that beat us over in Sioux Center by the score of 74-67. But like we said before, this is a good basketball team we're going to see tonight.
It really is. I mean, they've got a lot of what you look for in a good team. They've got a good point guard that's young. He's pretty tough with the ball. They've got a couple kids that can score it in multiple positions, and I think they're well coached. I think they do a very good job of spreading out offensively. They move without the ball very well. They've got some kids that are very aggressive, and they shot 65% against Doan from the three-point line last week. So they're capable of really shooting it well as a team. So, again, as cliche as it may sound, the team that's going to come out and be most aggressive for the longest duration of this game and be willing to defend and rebound, I think, is the team that's going to be most successful, because we can both put points up.
This is a team we faced just a couple of weeks ago, and they shot pretty well against Hastings first time around. What they did is really pressured our three-point shooting in that ball game. We look back, we were 6 of 28 from the three-point line in this ball game against Dort. What did they do to take away our threes, and what did we do differently tonight?
Well, I thought they found our guys in transition very well. And as we went back and looked at the film, you know, we were probably two passes every possession away from getting a great shot, and we took okay shots to good shots. And we need to take great shots and just be a little bit more patient with our offense, patient with our three-point shooting. And I think the thing that we found as we looked at film is we did a lot better job of attacking in transition off the dribble and got some really good looks. You know, if Wade and Kyler and Derek Fletcher and even Maya to some degree can do a better job of putting the ball on the floor and getting to the front of the rim in transition and then kicking it out and getting wide open three-point shots, I think we'll be a lot better off. That's got to be our focus offensively going in.
Well, there's a team that is also number three in the conference in rebounding, and they did the job against us the first time around, 45-32. They won the rebounding war, so obviously rebounding will be key tonight.
It is, and they're a very athletic rebounding team. They're not like a Sioux Falls or a Mount Marty. It's just a big, strong, physical-type rebounding team. They just fly around. A lot of times those are harder to rebound against because you can't get a clean shot on them. You know, they're not going to just stand there and allow you to be blocked out. They really fly around. So we're going to have to set a tone and a mentality early on in our game like we did against Northwestern, where we come out and we really put pressure on them by getting stops and then getting positive baskets on the other end.
Got three guys that really average in double figures, up around 14, 15 points per ball game. The guy who scored, 18 against us the first time, Logan Kingba, averaging 14 points per ball game, had the 18 against Hastings first time around. Talk about him, and what do we do to stop him tonight?
Well, he's kind of like a taller version of Wade Launce. I mean, I think he shoots it at about 38% from the three-point line on the year, and you know, he can post up some, he can drive it a little bit, and he's not an overly flashy guy or overly quick guy. He's just so big and physical that he can get you on his shoulder and ride you all the way to the basket. And the thing that we need to do there is we need to make sure and get the ball stopped, or not necessarily stopped, but kind of what we talked about against Dakota Wesleyan is slow down in transition, make sure we keep the ball in front of us, and we've always got sight of the ball, and not let him get easy opportunities. And if anything, we got to foul him and foul him hard to make him earn him from the foul line, you know, just so he's not getting in a rhythm, and we take him mentally as much as we can out of it.
Two other guys are the Waldersdorf kid and also the Eekhoff kid, also averaging up around 14, 15 points per ball game, scored in double figures against Hastings the first time around. So this is a team that's got some potential people that cause some problems here.
They do, and they're very, you know, those two young men that you just mentioned are very athletic, and they both drive the ball very well. The Waldersdorf kid is not only is he a mouthful to speak about, but he's a handful to guard on the basketball court. He does a very good job of getting offensive rebounds. He's, I think, their best or their team-leading rebounder at right at six boards a game. He's just a freshman. So, unfortunately, we're going to have to take a long look at him for the next 3 or 4 years here. And then Eekhoff kid is a kid that we're very familiar with. He does a very good job in transition and just really pushing the tempo. He's not a great shooter by any stretch, but he can really get himself to the rim. And he's got very good quickness. I think he does a very good job of putting himself in position to use shot fakes, and he's a very crafty kid. You know, he's a senior. He's been around this league a long time, so he understands stuff very well, and he can put pressure on the interior of your defense by forcing help and recovers and getting other people easy opportunities.
We have been in this position before. We've had to go on the road the first time around in this conference tournament, and then go on the road in the quarterfinals and out into the semis. How much of a toll does that take? We don't have much of recovery time in between games, but just speaking from experience, how much of an effect is that going to have on this tournament?
Well, you know, if anything, we should be rested. I mean, we took Sunday and Monday completely off mentally and physically, and I think it showed in practice. We were a little bit rusty, but we looked refreshed. We had some legs about us, and we did a good job Tuesday and Wednesday in preparation for this game here tonight. And, you know, I think it takes a toll on you, but everybody's in the same boat. So it's not like anybody is taking an extra day off, especially this time of the year, and that's where that mental and physical toughness comes into play, because everybody's stuck in the same position. And I think it does take a toll, but it just comes down to how much you want to play in a national tournament opportunity, how much you want to try and play for a conference championship. And those teams, you know, we talk about all along, it's typically not the best team, the most talented team that's playing, I should say, for a championship. It's the team that's playing the best at this time. And I've said it once, I've said it a million times to our guys, is we don't have to be the best team in the conference. We've got to be the best team tonight, and then we'll worry about being the best team on Saturday and so forth and so on. So if we can continue to just get a little bit better and get that out of the mindset that, you know, it's game 31 or whatever it is, that 30 or 31, that we can't improve and we can't do things better, even though you're a freshman or a senior, if we can continue to find a way just to get a little bit better each and every day, whether it's practice or film or game time, I think we've got a lot to play for yet.
What's this game going to come down to tonight?
Again, I can't harp on it enough, but it's going to come out into rebounding and defending. And I think, you know, anytime we've got the opportunity to create possessions and get easier opportunities to get our scores in a comfortable mental state to where they really feel good about shooting the basketball, I think that's key. But to do that, we're going to have to get some steals. We're going to have to get some easy rebounds and push the tempo of the game, which, again, against a team like Dort, shouldn't be a hard problem to get the tempo up and down.
Okay. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. We got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Dort on 1230 KHAS.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get sent for the men's contest here tonight between Hastings and Dorris in the quarterfinals of the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. Yeah, the other games going on tonight in the tourney for the guys. The number 9 seed, Doan, is playing at the number 1 seed, Dakota Wesley, and that ball game tipping off at 8 o'clock tonight. The number 5 seed, Briar Cliff, playing at the number 4 seed, Concordia. That ball game is underway. Number 7, Northwestern, playing at the number 2 seed, Sioux Falls, tonight. And Dort here against Hastings College. The Broncos ended up the number 3 seed here in this GPAC postseason tournament. Dort is the number 6 seed. And one game already complete on the women's side of the quarterfinals. Hastings knocking off the University of Sioux Falls tonight. Final score, Hastings 76 and Sioux Falls 49. Big performances tonight by the two post players for Hastings, Lindsay Ducey and Alicia Stadler, each scoring 19 points, each grabbing 12 rebounds in the ball game tonight. Rachel Isherwood also had a season-high 17 points and 7 rebounds. Hastings College wins it here tonight. The Broncos improve to 28 wins and 3 losses on the season. Sioux Falls will wrap up their year with a mark of 15-13. Hastings will play in the semifinals at home on Saturday. A time to be determined. They'll face the winner of tonight's game going on between Concordia and Morningside. So the Hastings College men's basketball team getting ready for postseason action here tonight. The Broncos come into the ball game here this evening, a record of 22 wins and 7 losses. They finished 13-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. But Hastings losing their final two ball games of the season on the road last week, dropping an 88-83 decision to Dana during the week. And then on Saturday, they got to a 15-point lead over Dakota Wesleyan in the first half. But the Tigers, too much to handle as Dakota Wesleyan came back to beat Hastings in the ball game by a score of 94-83. So Hastings dropping from number 2 in the conference to number 3. The Broncos with a number 3 seed coming into the basketball game here tonight against Dort, a team who actually beat Hastings during the regular season. We played these guys back on January the 16th in Sioux Center and lost to them by the score of 74-67. And that started the streak for Dort. They have won 11 out of their last 12 ball games, including that win over Hastings. So they really got cranked up at that point. Going into that ball game against Hastings, they had lost 3 games in a row. They started things off with a win over Hastings, and they have won 11 out of their last 12. They have won 6 games in a row. So Dort, not going to be an easy team to handle here tonight. This is a team that is 20-9 on the season. They finished 10-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort, very good offensively. They average 79.4 points per ball game. That is fourth in the conference. They give up some points, though, 72.7 on the defensive end. That is 10th in the conference. But Dort is number 4 in the conference in field goal percentage at 46%. They are number 1 shooting the three-pointers at 37%, and they are 6th from the free throw line at 69%. Hastings is the highest scoring team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are averaging 84 points per ball game. They are giving up 71.9 on the defensive end. That is 6th in the conference. The Broncos are hitting 47% of their field goals. That is 3rd in the conference, 36% from three-point territory. We're 3rd in the conference, and they're the best free throw shooting team at 72%. But the Broncos need to rebound, and they need to do it in a hurry after they lost a couple of ball games last week against Dana and Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings right now is ranked number 24 in the country. They're trying to make it into the NAIA National Tournament for the first time since 1995. There are 12 at-large teams,
to the NAIA National Tournament. And as we figured out today, Hastings is ninth right now out of the 12 teams before any of the action gets underway and into the conference tournaments throughout the nation. So as close as we can figure, Hastings is ninth in the field of 12 wildcard teams that would make it into the national tournament, but never can tell. Hastings needs at least a couple of wins here in this conference tournament to secure a spot in the national tourney for the first time since 1995. The regular season champion has already qualified out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That is Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings will also get the tournament champion to advance to the national tournament. And if that is Dakota Wesleyan, then the second place team of the tournament will also receive the second bid to the national tourney from the GPAC. So there's a lot of basketball yet to be played. Hastings needs to take one game at a time, and hopefully we can secure a spot in the field down at the Point Lookout, Missouri, is where the national tournament is going to be played this year, the same time as the national tournament for the women up in Sioux City. So we're still a couple of minutes away from the tip-off of the ball game here tonight between Hastings and Dort. Men's play in the quarterfinals of the GPAC tournament. We'll come back, get some more as we continue with Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 464-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for men's college basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Again, this is a busy night, not only for the college ranks, but also in high school basketball tonight. The Hastings High Tigers have seen their season come to an end on the girls' side. They lost to Lexington tonight in the semifinals of the B5 district tournament over in Kearney. Lexington 55, actually Hastings losing by the score of 51-35. Lexington 51, Hastings 35. So the Tigers' season is over. The St. Cecilia boys are playing in the sub-district championship ball game over at York High School. They're playing Wilbur Claytonia at the end of the first quarter. St. Cecilia out on top of Wilbur by a score of 14-5. And Ravenna is playing in the sub-district championship ball game over at Hastings St. Cecilia. They're playing Blue Hill tonight. At halftime, Ravenna is leading Blue Hill by a score of 29-24. Got some women's college basketball scores in from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briar Cliff, with 16 minutes to play, has got the lead in their ball game tonight, as a Briar Cliff is leading Dort by the score of 43-24. That ball game is being played in Sioux City tonight. Morningside has got the lead over Concordia, 38-24. Morningside with 19 minutes to play with a lead over Concordia in a ball game being played in Sioux City. That's the ball game that the Hastings fans will be watching, as the Hastings College women's basketball team will play the winner of that one. But Morningside has got the lead over Concordia, 38-24, 19 minutes to play. And Northwestern has got the lead in their ball game here tonight in women's play over Mount Barney by a score of 49-42. They have got 18 minutes to play in that one. And the Hastings College women's basketball team winners tonight over Sioux Falls by a score of 76-49. So we're set to go. Hastings College and Dort here tonight in men's college play. This is the quarterfinals of the GPAC tournament. The winner will move on to a Saturday meeting against either Northwestern or Sioux Falls at a time to be determined. The Dort defender is going to be dressed in their black uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the black. They're going to be in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white and the gold, as they will play here tonight against Hastings Again, their record sitting at 20 wins and 9 losses on the season. This is the second hottest team right now in the GPAC behind the conference champions in Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan has won 16 games in a row. The Dort Defenders have won 11 out of their last 12, including their last six. So Dort will go with the starting lineup, but looks like this. Sean Kaiser is a 6'3" freshman from Sioux Center, Iowa. Kaiser is averaging 8.5 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Trevor Walderstorff is a 6'4" freshman from Sioux Center. Walderstorff is averaging 15 points and 5.9 rebounds per game. He is the leading scorer on the team for the Defenders. Logan Kingma is a 6'6" senior from Howarden, Iowa. Kingma is averaging 14 points and 5 rebounds per game. Kingma had 18 against Hastings the first time around. Michael Ekoff is a 6'1" senior from Ankeny, Iowa. Ekoff is averaging 14 points and 4 rebounds per game. And then Brent Heidema is a 6'7" senior from Manhattan, Montana. Heidema is averaging 1 point and 1 rebound per ball game. So Hastings College facing a Dort Defender team that is currently 20-9 in the season. They finished 10-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will go with Jeremiah Slough, the 6'1" senior out of Donovan. Slough averaging 17 points and 5 rebounds per game. Derek Fletcher, the 6'7" junior out of Omaha. Fletcher is averaging 13 points and 5 rebounds per game. Wade Bonds, a 6'1" senior out of Cambridge. Bonds averaging 18 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. Tyler Dossett, the 6'3" senior from Silverthorne, Colorado. Dossett averaging 8.5 points and 6 rebounds per game. And Jake Marvin, the 6'8" freshman out of Lincoln. Marvin is averaging 9 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. So Hastings trying to stay alive here and qualify for the NAIA National Tournament for the first time since 1995. But the Broncos will have to, I think, win a couple of games here in the GPAC tournament in order to secure one of the at-large berths. 12 at-large berths to the NAIA National Tournament on the mid side of things. As near as we can figure out right now, Hastings is sitting 9th out of the 12 teams off playing here tonight. So the Broncos are going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Again, Dort will be in their blacks, trimmed and lettered in the gold and the white. Hastings lost to Dort over in Sioux Center earlier this year, 74-67. Jumping things up for the Defenders will be Brent Heidema up against Fletcher of Hastings. Ball is in the air, and Hastings will control the opening tap. Hastings very good at home this season. They are 12-1 at home. Here for this 2009-2010 season. Their only loss this year at home was that loss to Sioux Falls earlier this year. Here's a Slough driving down the lane. It's going to be no good as he releases a shot, and the rebound comes down to Dort. The Defenders like to get up and down the floor. They'll put some points on the scoreboard. Now a big collision at the free throw line, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Jake Marvin of Hastings. Marvin picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. First team foul on the Broncos just underway. 23 seconds into the ball game, no score between Hastings and Dort. The Defenders will play things in. Kaiser will play things in from underneath the basket to Kingma. His shot over Vons is going to be no good. Wade grabs the rebound. Vons gets the ball ahead. There's a Fletcher with the ball. Fletcher gets it away to Slough. Comes in on the near sideline. That is Tyler Dossett with it now. Dort's going to be in a man-to-man defense. Dossett gets the ball to Jake Marvin. Now to Slough out here in three-point territory. Slough goes to Derek Fletcher. Fletcher dribbles to the top of the key to Jeremiah on the right wing. Off to a Wade Bonds, open for three, but won't take the shot. Dribbles to the right side of the lane, kicks it out to Marvin for three. Shot is up there, it's no good. Battle for the rebound. It's taken down here by Dort. Michael Ekoff with the rebound down for the Defenders. They'll bring the ball back. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Kingma has got the ball at the top of the key. Holds it. Now against Bonds, inside the lane. That's Walderstorff. His shot is up there, no good. Foul shot is up there, no good by Heidema. Rebound goes out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by Heidema. 18:48 to play here in the first half. No score between Dort and Hastings. Just getting started here tonight in men's college basketball. Here's Slough back on the dribble for Hastings. Brings it into the offensive zone to Marvin. Down low to Bonds. His shot is up there. It's good. Wade Bonds scores. That one goes from Slough to Marvin to Bonds. And Wade gets the Broncos on the scoreboard 2-0. Hastings with the lead. Dort has got the ball. Kingma comes to the elbow right side to Ekoff. Out to a Walderstorff now, left side. Here's a three-pointer put up there, no good by Kaiser. And the rebound comes down to Fletcher. Fletcher takes it to the right sideline to Slough. Jeremiah's got it for Hastings. Lobs it out here to Fletcher, brings it back to Mai. Takes a long three-pointer. His shot is up there, it's no good. And the rebound comes down to Ekoff. Michael Leikoff has got it down for Dort. Runs it back the other way. Takes it all into the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Fletcher. Leikoff went coast to coast and missed the layup. Rebound to Hastings. Here's Wade. Bounce back the other way. Drives for the hole. His shot is up there. No good. Tap try. No good. Rebound Marvin. Follow shot good. Jake Marvin stays after it for Hastings. And the Broncos have a four-point lead. Hastings 4 and Dort nothing. 17:45 to play. Eakoff loses control of the ball. Picked up by Vance. Long pass down to 4. They get it to Slough. Now to Fletcher. Shot good. A steal there by Hastings. They get the field goal at the other end by Derek Fletcher. Hastings has scored the first 6 points of the ball game. The Broncos 6 and the Dort defenders nothing. 2.5 minutes into the ball game here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Waldersdorf with the ball. Comes out here to Kaiser. Now down low. Eakoff grabs it. His shot is no good. They miss another easy one. Rebound is loose on the baseline. It's saved by Kingma. They get it to Eakoff, and he lays it in. Kingma saves it right into the hands of Michael Eakoff, and Michael puts it down through the hole. 6-2 is the score now. Hastings with a four-point lead. Fletcher with the ball. Free throw line extended right side to Slough. Slough gets it to Vance near sideline. They get it to Kyler Dossett. His shot from 12 is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Sean Kaiser. Kaiser runs her back the other way for the defenders. Here's a bounce pass to Waldersdorf. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Dossett of Hastings. Another Broncos will hold things up. 16:45 to play here in the first half. Hastings 6 and the Dort defenders 2. Hastings runs the offense now against this man-to-man defense for the defenders. Wade Bonds comes out to Kyler Dossett, not a Maya. Jeremiah holding onto the ball for Hastings, moves it to the right sideline. Jeremiah directing some traffic out there, stops and takes a three-pointer. His shot good. Jeremiah from a different area code knocks one down from the right side, and Hastings is out to a 9-2 lead over Dort. Here's a Sean Kaiser with the ball. Kaiser now to Waldersdorf, moves it to the left sideline. Michael Leikoff has got it. Now to Kingma, comes across the top to Kaiser. Sean Kaiser brings it back to the left wing. Leikoff goes inside to Kingma, wheels in the lane, his shot no good, but he's fouled into play. It was pushed in the lane there, and a foul is going to be called here on Kyler Dossett of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Second team foul on Hastings. Going to the free throw line will be Logan Kingma. Now for Dort. Kingma, 72% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there. That one is good. Kingma, 72% foul shooter as a team. Dort, 69% from the line this year. Again, they are sixth in the conference in free throw shooting. Down to the scorer's table and checking into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Brett McNerland. Coming out will be Jake Marvin. 16:06. Remaining here in the first half, Hastings onto a 9-3 lead over Dort. Big shot is up there by Kingma. Good. So Kingma hits a pair of free throws. 9-4, Hastings has got the lead. Here's Slough with the ball now for Hastings to Brent McNerland in the offensive zone. McNerland takes it down the right sideline, stops there on the wing, bounce pass inside. They get the ball there to Kyler Dossett, wheels in the lane, puts it up there and scores. Kyler Dossett scores for Hastings. Had a good ball game the other day against Dakota Wesleyan as he scored 20 points in the ball game against the Tigers. Hastings out to a 7-point lead early in this one. 11-4. Here's Eakoff. Moves it down the left side of the lane. Eakoff picked up there by Fletcher as the Broncos stay man to man. Kingma for 3 over Vance. Shot rims off, no good. Ball tipped out here, but it's picked up by Dort. Keeps it alive offensively. Eakoff has got it. Top of the key. Now inside the free throw circle. Gets it away to Kaiser. Kaiser moves it down on the baseline. Wheeling in the lane is Waldersdorf. Spins one way, then the other. Goes up with a shot and hits it. Trevor Waldersdorf scores there for Dort. It's 11-6. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Here's Jeremiah Slough. Bounce pass to Vance down low. Vance wheels in the lane. Jump pass comes out to Fletcher. Derek Fletcher spins away. Comes out to Slough. Across the top now to Wade Vance. Right sideline. McNerland has got it. McNerland directing some traffic. Comes out to Fletcher. 13 on the shot clock. Vance goes to Jeremiah, left side of the lane, puts up a shot, good. Jeremiah Slough now with 5 points in the ball game, 13-6. Hastings now with a 7-point lead with 14:42 remaining in the first half. Here's Waldersdorf with it now, top of the key to Kaiser. Kaiser moves to his left, hands the ball away. That's a Eakoff with it now. Michael Eakoff dribbles to the free throw line, backs it out and out. Now Eakoff throws up a shot over Fletcher, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to McNerland. McNerland gets the ball away to Slough down the right sideline. Jeremiah's got the ball. Now to McNerland, top of the key. Drives it into the paint. Jump pass down to the baseline. Dossett shot good. Tyler Dossett from the left baseline hits about a 12-footer. We've got a timeout from Dort. Hastings has built an early 9-point lead here in this one. 14-14 remaining here in the first half. Hastings College 15, Dort 6.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
Women's basketball scores in the quarterfinals so far. They're in the second half. Briarcliff out on top of Dort, 57-31. Morningside has got the lead over Concordia tonight with about 12 minutes to play, 51-35. And it is Northwestern leading Mount Marty, 65-51 in the second half. Those are all women's scores in the quarterfinals. The men's game is also underway. We'll try to keep you up to date as much as we can throughout this ball game here tonight. Hastings off to a good start here tonight. 15-6 is the score. The Broncos out on top. Dort calling the timeout. So the defenders come back with the basketball back in their offensive zone. Oldenkamp, Brandon Oldenkamp into the ball game now for Dort as they make some substitutions. The Kaiser in the lane now to get it to Walderstorff. Now down low. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Jordan Vogel. And a rebound comes down to McNerland. Now to Slough. As Jeremiah comes back the other way to Fletcher. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. States had it. He lost it. And it's picked up here by Dort. So Jason States into the ball game now to give Jake Marvin a little breather here. As we're near the halfway point of this first half, 15-6. Hastings has got the lead. Down on the baseline, Walderstorff. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good from 10 feet away. Rebounded on the weak side here by McNerland. McNerland gets the ball away to Slough. Jeremiah will hold up as he crosses the 10-second line. Down to Derek Fletcher. Fletcher hands the ball away to Slough. Brings it back to Fletcher. Back to Slough. Playing catch with it out here in three-point territory. Jeremiah now drives it to the elbow, right side of the lane. At the McNerland, fakes the three-pointer. Hands it away to Slough, drives it into the paint. Stops and pops from five. A shot good. Slough now with 7 points in the ball game, and the Broncos have an 11-point lead, 17-6, with 13 minutes to play here in the first half. Walderstorff has got the ball in three-point territory. Now to Kaiser. Moves it over to the left side. With the basketball there is Brandon Oldenkamp. Hands it away to Ekop. Dribbles into the lane. Goes it to the near side to Vogel. Entry pass again into the lane. Double team. Kicks it out to Oldenkamp. A shot for three. Good. Brandon Oldenkamp hits a three. They had it right in front of the basket. They kicked it out on the left side. Nobody down there defensively for Hastings. And Oldenkamp throws down the tray. 17-9. Hastings with a lead. Here's Bontz for three. His shot's going to be short. Rebounded in the lane. Tipped. And we got a foul called. Going to go on States. Jason tipped the ball out of there. He's hit with a personal foul. That's his first. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Dane Bacon. Going out is going to be Bontz. 17-9 is the score. Hastings out on top. 12.5 minutes to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Dort comes back with the ball. Michael Ekop has got it here on the near side. Ekop gets it there to a Walderstorff. His pass down low is going to be right through the fingertips. And we got a turnover on Dort, their second one of the ball game. Hastings comes back, and they turn the ball away. A long pass there from Slough, trying to get it to a Dane Bacon in the corner. He threw it too far. A turnover on Hastings, so the defenders will come back the other direction. 12:09 to play here in the first half. Hastings has built an early 17-9 lead here in the quarterfinals of the GPAC postseason tournament. Michael Ekop on the left sideline for Hastings holds the ball. Comes out to Oldenkamp. Oldenkamp now to Kaiser, picked up there by Slough. Here's a Walderstorff with the ball now to Michael Ekop. Left side, Oldenkamp, a shot for three is good. Brandon Oldenkamp throws up a three-pointer. About the same spot he did on the previous possession. He's now got 6 points in the ball game, 17-12. Dort back to within 5 points. Here's Fletcher from the corner. His shot is good. Derek Fletcher knocks down the three from deep in the left corner. And Hastings has now got a 20-12 advantage over the Dort defenders. Michael Ekop with the ball now for Dort. On the dribble, moves it to the left side of the lane. Picked up there by Fletcher. Top of the key. Oldenkamp, he's called for the steps. Brandon had it right out there at the top of the key. He was going to drive it toward the basket, and a traveling violation is called. Third turnover on Dort in the ball game. Here comes Jason States out of the ball game now for Hastings. Coming back in is going to be Marvin. 20-12 is the score. Hastings out on top. Jeremiah's got the ball for Hastings to Fletcher. To Mai, left side. Dane Bacon for three. His shot's going to be off the mark. No good. Fletcher with a rebound. Fletcher will dribble out of there. He'll take a three-pointer from the right sideline. This shot no good. Rebound Marvin. Hastings will try it again. Marvin is double-teamed. He's in trouble. Gets the ball away, and his pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Ekoff. He runs her back the other way. Two on one. Drives for the hole. And an offensive foul is called on Ekoff as he runs over Slough. Michael Ekoff gets hit with a personal foul here for Dort. That's his first. Great job by Slough getting back defensively and then taking the charge there for Hastings. Now they're going to have to mop up underneath the basket here. Bonds comes in. Here comes Nate Olson into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Fletcher and Slough. 10:54 to play. Here in the first half, the Broncos have an 8-point lead over Dort. Semifinals of both tournaments coming up on Saturday nights. Here's Olson, drives for the hole. His shot is up there. It's good. Nate Olson finds a seam in the defense and takes it right to the hole. Nate averaging only 2 points per ball game this year. He had four the last time these two teams played in Sioux Center back in January. 22-12, Hastings has got the lead. Olden Camp out to Kingma, 4-3. Shot is up there, it's short, it's an air ball, it goes out of bounds. So Kingma throws up the air ball from the top of the circle, and Hastings will come back the other direction with a 10-point lead. Chris Severs comes into the ball game now for Dort. Severs is a 6'7" freshman from Huxley, Iowa, averaging 1.9 points per ball game for the defenders. Hastings with a 10-point lead, 22-12. Bounce has got the ball, comes over here to Dane Bacon, bounce pass to Dossett, mishandles it, picks it back up. Dossett on the dribble, sends it now to Nate Olson. Olson brings it back out into three-point territory, 15 left on the shot clock. Now to Wade Bounce. Bounce to Bacon, near sideline. Dribbling with the ball, 7 seconds left on the shot clock. There's Tyler Dossett. Brings it back to Bacon. Moves to his left. Throws up a shot. It's going to be good, and he's fouled in a play. As the shot clock was counting down to near zero, Bacon throws up the shot. Off balance from the left side of the lane. It goes through the hole, and he is fouled in a play. Big shot there by the former Kearney Bearcats. So Bacon gets the field goal to go down to make it 24-12. The personal foul is going to go on Kaiser of Dort. That's going to be his first. And now going to the free throw line is going to be Dane Bacon. So Bacon will go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Bacon an 87% foul shooter in the season. He is 7 out of 8 for the free throw line this season. You're going to see Kachi picked up the personal foul. Nevertheless, Dane Bacon gets the free throw to go down. Dustin Kachi, who just went into the ball game, picks up the personal foul. So now the Broncos have a 13-point lead, 25-12. Kachi has got the ball. Entry pass to get it to Kingma. His off-balance shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bacon. Bacon goes to the far sideline and Nate Olson. Here come the Broncos. Nate into the lane. Goes down in the corner now to Wade Bonds. Jump pass comes out on top. Bacon grabs the ball. Hastings up by 13. Here's Bonds angling in from the left wing. Now he's double-teamed. Gets it away to Olson. Drives toward the basket. His scoop shot is up there. He mishandles it. And it's going to be picked up here by Oldenkamp. It looked like a shot. It was just knocked out of his hands. Here's Oldenkamp for three. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Marvin of Hastings. Marvin goes to the far sideline to Nate Olson. 9 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings with a 13-point lead. 25-12. Olson on the high post. Now to Dossett. Moves to the left side. Ball tipped out of there. Picked up now by Marvin. Marvin now to Dossett. Tyler Dossett comes out to Wade Bonds. Holds the ball out here in three-point territory. 15 left in the shot clock. Nate's got it now. Free throw line, extended left side of the lane. Nates goes down in the corner. That's Bonds for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Kachi. Dustin Kachi gets the ball now in the hands of Michael Ekoff. Ekoff out to Kachi. Open for three. Takes the shot. Hits somebody off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Wade Bonds has got it down to Bacon. Dane dribbles to the top of the key. Leaves it out here to Wade. Wade over to a Nate Olson. 8:20 to play here in the first half. The Broncos by 13. Dossett lobs it inside to Marvin. Puts it up there left-handed. It's going to be short. He works there against Chris Severs. Ekoff has got it now for Dort back the other way. Ekoff out to Kachi in three-point territory. Powers his way to the basket. Gives it up now to Oldenkamp. Double-team. Kingma at the top of the key. Bounce pass inside to Severs. Ball tipped away. Severs picks it up now as they get it to Kingma. Back out to Kachi. Now deep in the corner. Left side. A three-pointer put up there by Ekoff. That's no good. And we got a foul called. It's going to go on Bonds. Wade Bonds picks up the personal foul for Hastings underneath the hoop there. It's going to be his first. Team foul number 4 on Hastings. Fletcher back in. Slough comes in. Here comes Olson to the bench. Dane Bacon. comes to the bench as well. Also, Jason States is going to check in there. Jake Marvin's going to check out. And Brett McNerland coming in. And Fletcher is going to come out. Nope, Fletcher's going to stay out there. 25-12 is the score. Here's Stevers with the ball inside. Kicks it out to Oldenkamp on the wing. His shot is up there. Top of the front iron, no good. Offensive rebound to Waldersdorf. Gets it away now to Oldenkamp. Down on the baseline to Stevers. Double team. Stevers gets the ball away. Michael Leikoff has got it out here in three-point territory. Lobs it back inside to Stevers. Right side of the basket with his back to the hoop here. Stevers gives it up. Waldersdorf has got it now as the baseline is cut off there by States. Good job there defensively. There's a pass intercepted. Intercepted by Slough as Jeremiah grabs the interception down here on the baseline. Gets it ahead now to Fletcher. Flips it back here to Slough. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Slough, here's a pass that's thrown out of bounds, trying to get it down on the low block down there to McNerland, and he threw it out of bounds. Turnover for Hastings here in the ballgame. 25-12 is the score. Here's Sean Kaiser coming back into the ballgame now for Dort, replacing Brandon Oldenkamp. It's a lot of action here in the first 13 minutes of the contest. Hastings 25 and Dort 12. Men's college basketball action for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Eakoff goes for the hoop. A shot no good. Eakoff had the rebound. He lost it. Now Slough ties him up, and a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Dort, so the defenders will stay right here. They'll play things in. Go underneath their own basket. 6:50 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of the Dort defenders in men's college basketball here tonight. Winner moves on. The loser could be done for the season. Here's Jordan Vogel with the ball. Vogel had a good ball game against Hastings the last time, scoring 19 points. Driving to the hole is going to be Kaiser. Nice pass inside, and Waldersdorf lays it in. Kaiser took it right to the hole, and then a little wraparound pass goes to Waldersdorf right in front of the hoop, and he lays it home. 25-14. Hastings now with an 11-point lead. McNerland turns around at the free throw line. Comes out here to Jason States, left side of the lane. Out to Jeremiah Slough. Dribbles. Nice pass down low to McNerland, and he lays it in. Slough gets the assist. Brent McNerland gets the field goal. 27-14. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Waldersdorf with his back to the basket. Kicks it out to Kaiser. Back to Waldersdorf. Puts it up there right-handed. His shot no good. Rebound Slough of Hastings. Jeremiah runs her back the other way. Left-handed dribble. Nice pass inside to States. And his shot is up and in. Back-to-back assist by Slough. Jason States gets the field goal. And we've got a timeout from Dort. The Broncos have built a 15-point lead with 6 minutes to play here in the first half. We'll take a break. 6:01 remaining. It's Hastings 29 and Dort 14.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
All right, some women's scores in the quarterfinals here tonight. Late in the ballgame, Briarcliff is leading Dort 66-36. Morningside with a lead over Concordia 62-45. Late in the ballgame, about 6 minutes to play, Northwestern out on top of Mount Marty 74-60. Everything is going according to plan here tonight with the top seeds all winning in the contest. If that Morningside score holds up, it'll be the Mustangs and the Broncos coming up on Saturday here at the Osborne Sports Complex. That'll be on the women's side of things. Again, the game times will be announced later on by the GPAC office. Hastings with a 15-point lead early in this one, 29-15. They go inside again as they go to Jordan Vogel. His shot to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought out there by States. Gets the ball to Slough. Slough down to Derek Fletcher. Dribbles down the lane. Puts up a shot. It's good. Derek Fletcher takes it right to the hole. Fletcher now is 7, and the Broncos lead by 17, 31-14 here in the first half. Here's a Kaiser with the ball on the wing on the left side. Kaiser comes out here to Kingma. Kingma works against Wade Fonts. A pass down the low block on the left side goes to Jordan Vogel. He mishandles the ball. His pass is going to come out on top. It's going to be intercepted here by Fletcher. Gets it down the near sideline. It's picked up by Slough. Slough down to Fletcher at the top of the key off to Vonts. Vonts dribble penetration. Bounce pass down the low to McNerland. His shot is up there no good, and he's fouled into play. The Broncos passing the ball extremely well here in the first half. The foul is going to go on Jordan Vogel. That's going to be his first. Hastings with a 17-point lead. It's 31-14 Broncos. Brent McNerland to the free throw line. 2 points so far tonight. His shot is up there. It is good. McNerland, a 55% foul shooter of the season. Hastings, number one in the conference in free throw percentage, knocking down 72% of their foul shots. 32-14 is our score now. Here's the next shot. It is good. His roommate's evidently holding his sign right behind the basket. It says, he's our roommate. But McNerland knocks down a couple of free throws anyway. And Hastings now with a 19-point lead, 33-14, with 5 minutes to play in the first half. Kingma sends it inside to Walderstorff, dumps it down low underneath the basket at Kaiser. His shot is up there. It's no good. He's going to be fouled in the play. A foul is going to go here on Hastings. It's going to go on Jason States. That's going to be his second. Team foul number five on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line will be Sean Kaiser. Kaiser has got no points in the ball game yet tonight. He averages 8.5 on the season. And Sean is up there. That one is good. Dort played the other night against Dana. Beat the Vikings 89-69 in the opening round of the tournament. Dort now playing against Hastings here tonight. The defenders making another road trip. Second one is up there. It is good from Kaiser. Dort is the number six seed here in the GPAC tournament. They were at home for that ball game against Dana the other night. Now here's a foul called as Kyler Dossett came into the forecourt. He was knocked down on the play. Kaiser picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number four on the defenders here in the first half. Hastings will play things in. Bonds to Kyler Dossett. Now to Jeremiah. Slough open for three. Takes a shot and misses. Rebound is loose. It goes to the corner. Bond saves it out to Fletcher. Fletcher goes to Slough. Bounce pass down low. McNerland, his shot is up and in. Another assist for Jeremiah Slough as Brent McNerland gets the field goal after Vaughn saves it from the deep right corner from going out of bounds. And the Broncos lead by 19 points. It is 35-16. Here's Dort working with the ball. Another pass is going to be deflected by Slough. He saves it. It is loose. And it's going to be picked up out here in three-point territory by Kaiser. Kaiser goes to Brandon Oldenkamp. The Kaiser out here. Picked up by McNerland. His pass right side of the lane is going to be intercepted. Slough has got the interception for Hastings. Gets it back here to Fletcher. Moves it out on the baseline. Fletcher's pass deflected. It's taken out of the lane there by Oldenkamp. A turnover on Hastings. Oldenkamp gets the ball ahead now to Van Kooten as they move it down on the baseline. A shot by Walderstorff is going to be knocked out of his hands. It's picked up by Slough and it's out of bounds. The Broncos all over the defenders defensively here tonight. Broncos playing great defense here in this one. 3:54 to play in the first half. Hastings out on top of the defenders by the score of 35-16. Here's a Fletcher with the ball now. Fletcher comes over here on the near sideline as they get it to a Wade Bontz. Bontz holds the ball. His pass is deflected, and it's going to be brought down in the lane there by Logan Kingma. That is the fifth turnover on the Hastings here in the ball game. Oldenkamp has got it, moves it down on the baseline. That's going to be Ekoff, who's back into the ball game. The Oldenkamp, they move it to the wing, to Kingma. Entry pass, they work it inside to Walderstorff, and his shot is up and in. Trevor Walderstorff now with 6 points in the ball game, 35-18. Hastings with a lead with 3:20 to play. Slough lobs it into the lane. Bontz grabs it. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouled in the play. Brandon Oldenkamp will pick up the personal foul. That's his first. Hastings won in the women's ball game tonight over Sioux Falls in the quarterfinals of the GPAC tournament. Final score of 76-49. The Bronco men with a lead here, 35-18, as Bontz goes to the free throw line. His shot is up and in. Bontz now with 3 points in the ball game. Bontz, an 81% foul shooter for the season. That is fourth in the GPAC. Second one is up there, in and out, and back in again. So Bontz hits a pair. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. The Broncos will call the timeout here. 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings 37, Dort 18.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
1230 KHAS.
We'll have high school basketball coming up for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. The St. Cecilia girls basketball team will try to win their way to the state tournament in Class C1. They'll play the district championship ball game at Aurora High School against Milford Game time will be at 7 o'clock on the air with a pregame show with head coach John Kyle at 6:45 tomorrow night. St. Cecilia and Milford tomorrow night right here on 1230 KHIS for the district championship. 37-18 to score here. Hastings out on top of the Dort defenders. Quarterfinals of the GPAC tournament here tonight. Walderstorm driving for the hole. His shot's no good, but he's found the way in. A personal foul going to go on Kyler Dossett. Dossett's second personal foul in the ball game. His team foul number 6 in the Broncos, so no free throws here. It's going to be Dort inbounding the ball. Here comes Blake Wright into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Dossett. So Blake Wright, the former St. Cecilia Blue Hawk, now into the ball game for Hastings. At the 3:09 mark of this first half, Ekoff has got the ball on the short right corner. Bounce pass comes up on the block to Walderstorff as he drives it for the hole, and another foul is going to be called as he goes up for the shot. This one on Bontz. The second foul on Wade Bontz. And now going to the free throw line will be Trevor Walderstorff for Dort. He has hit 3 field goals and 6 points so far in the ballgame. First chance at a free throw here tonight. 65% foul shooter on the season. Walderstorff's free throw is up there. It is good. He will have one more. Dort now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line in this ball game tonight. Here comes Dane Bacon into the ball game now for Hastings. Bontz will get a breather. 3:01 to play. Here comes the next shot. It's good. Barely rattles the net for Walderstorff. 37-20. Hastings with a 17-point lead. And now Dort will apply some pressure back here. Blake Wright gets the ball away to Fletcher. Left-handed dribble across the 10-second line. Fletcher working with the ball against Kingma. Fletcher gets it out of the hands of Brett McNerlin. Brings it back to Fletcher. Left side of the lane. Fletcher now to Jeremiah Slough. Man-to-man defense here for Dort. Slough gets away, stops at the elbow, tries to put a man in the air. Nice pass to Blake Wright, and he lays it in. Wright sliding to the basket. Slough got him the ball. Jeremiah with a bushel basket full of assists already here in this first half. 39-20 is the score. Long pass inside to Walderstorff. His shot is no good. The ball tapped out. Fletcher grabs it for Hastings. Derek down the right sideline. Here come the Broncos. Fletcher all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Fletcher throws up an off-balance shot that goes down through the hole, and he is fouled in the play. Fletcher now with 9 points in the ball game here in the first half. And a personal foul is going to go on Dustin Kachi for Dort. That's going to be his second. End of the ball game now is going to be Sean Kaiser for Dort. Going out is going to be Brandon Oldenkamp. Hastings has built a 21-point lead over Dort, 41-20. There's a shot by Fletcher from the line. It's good. Hastings had a 15-point lead on Saturday and lost to Dakota Wesleyan in the final ball game of the regular season. There's a long-range jumper from the outside. It's an air ball by Kaiser. Ball is a chase down here by Dort. They get it to a Michael Ekoff at the top of the key. Drives it against Fletcher. Ekoff nearly fell down with a basketball. He gets it back outside to Akachi. He drives down the lane, loses control of the ball, picked up on the baseline. Here's a shot knocked out of the hands of Walderstorff. It is loose again. Ball with a bouncing ball. Finally, Dane Bacon grabs it for Hastings. Bacon out of Fletcher. He runs her back the other way. Drives to the hole. His shot is no good, and he's fouling the play. A foul is going to go here on Sean Kaiser of Dort. That's going to be his third. And Fletcher goes back to the free throw line. A minute and 49 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Dort by the score of 42-20. And the shot from the line is up and in by Fletcher. He's now got 10 points in the basketball game. Here comes the next shot by Fletcher. That one is up and in. So Derek Fletcher. Hits a couple of free throws. 44-20. Hastings College out on top here in the basketball game. We're in the first half. Dort works with the ball. Here's a lob pass inside to a Walderstorff, and knocking it out of bounds is going to be Fletcher. 1:33 to play. Got some more sums coming in here for Dort as they try to find a combination that's going to work out there tonight as Jordan Vogel will come into the ball game now. Here's a Kingman with the ball deep in the corner to the right side, circles around inside the free throw line. Right in front of the line anyway to Chris Sievers. Sievers at the elbow. Sievers dribbles once, moves to his right. Now we got a foul call that's going to go on Fletcher. Fletcher out here in three-point territory. Got an elbow into Logan Kingma. Now Kingma will go to the free throw line. That's team foul number 8 on Hastings College here in the ballgame. Kingman to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That's off of the front iron. Hits the backboard and right down to the hole. Logan Kingman now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line here tonight. Kingman will have one more. Second shot is up there. That's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Jake Marvin. Out of Slough to Dane Bacon for three. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound, Kingman for Dort. 44-21. Hastings College with the lead. Dort running back the other way. This is Ekoff with it now. Ekoff comes over here to Walderstorff, dribbles into the paint, bounce pass down low, grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is going to be Jordan Vogel. And Vogel had 19 points against Hastings in the first go-around. That's his first field goal tonight. Dort down trailing by 21. It is 44-23, under a minute to play here in this first half. And now Dort has gotten to a zone defense. Slough at the free throw line, dribbles out here into three-point territory. Slough. Dribble, nice behind the back pass, goes to Jake Marvin, who's on the baseline, is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Kingman. Kingman now gets it to Ekoff. Ekoff dribbles, stops here at the top of the three-point arc, goes to Walderstorff. Now to Ekoff again. Here's a pass deflected by Fletcher, picked up by Ekoff, sends it back inside. Here's a shot taken, no good. Tip trying, no good, and the foul is called. A foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Bacon. That's going to be his first. 24 seconds to play. Hastings out on top of Dort, 44-23. Going to the free throw line is going to be Logan Kingma. Kingma's got three free throws so far tonight for his credit. That's going to be the ninth team foul on Hastings. There's going to be Vance into the ball game now for Hastings. Going out is going to be Wright. So this is going to be a one-and-one situation for Logan Kingma. They say it occurred before the shot. So Kingman with a 1-1. His shot is up there. That one is good. He'll get one more. Kingman's done all of his damage tonight from the line. Into the ball game now is going to be Oldenkamp. Going out is going to be Jordan Vogel. 24.3 seconds to play in the first half. 44-24. Hastings with the lead. Next shot is up there. It is good by Logan. 44-25. And now the Broncos will play for a final shot here as Slough will walk the ball into the offensive zone with 17 seconds to go. Dort will extend out, and they'll pick him up now. Here's Dane Bacon to the far sideline to Fletcher. To Dane, dribble penetration, takes the ball into the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down. It is loose. The scramble is on, and the lane is picked up by Ekoff. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Ekoff, a running shot, is up there. It's no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. So Hastings College getting out on top of Dort early in the ball game. What a nice little run there midway through the first half. But Hastings has got the lead here at halftime. It's the Broncos 44 and Dort 25. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back to the Osborne Sports Complex. Then Farrell Arena. The Broncos out on top of the Dort defenders tonight at the break. The score is 44-25. Bronco basketball also available tonight on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Got some scores to report to you before we get to a first half recap. Again, Lexington beat the Hastings High girls tonight, ending the Tigers' season. 51-35, the final score in Kearney tonight. Ravenna has beaten Blue Hill in the sub-district championship ball game that was played over at Hastings St. Cecilia tonight. Ravenna 47, Blue Hill 42. That one was in overtime tonight. A final score in for women's play in the quarterfinals. It was Morningside beating Concordia 72-59. So Hastings will play Morningside in the women's semifinals coming up on Saturday here in Hastings. And we got a score with 3 minutes to play in the men's contest. Northwestern has got the lead over Sioux Falls by a score of 91-81. If that one holds up, and if Hastings can win here, the Broncos would have another home game on Saturday against the Northwestern, or play the winner of the Northwestern-Sioux Falls matchup tonight on Saturday in the semifinals. If Hastings can go on to win here, Northwestern has got a 10-point lead over Sioux Falls, 91-81, with 3 minutes to play in that ballgame. 44-25 is our score here. Hastings out on top of the Dort defenders. Hastings is hitting 51% from the field in the first half, 17 out of 33. The Broncos just 2 out of 11 on three-pointers for 18%. And Hastings has knocked down all 8 of their free throws. Dort is hitting only 21% of their field goals in the first half, 7 out of 33. They are 2 out of 10 from three-point territory, 20%. And the defenders are 9 out of 10 from the free throw line for 90%. Hastings out rebounding Dort in the first half, 23-19. Hastings with 5 turnovers in the basketball game. Dort has got 7 here in the first half of play. But a great performance by Hastings defensively here tonight as they are out on top, 44-25 over the Dort defenders. Jeremiah Slough having a great ball game tonight. He's got 7 points and 5 assists already for Hastings College. Derek Fletcher leading the way for the Broncos. He has got 12 points here in the basketball game. So it's 44-25. Hastings with a lead here at halftime. We'll check the scoring in the contest. It's Derek Fletcher leading the way for the Broncos. Fletcher with 12 points. He's got 1 3-pointer and 3 2-point field goals. Fletcher is also 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 12 points in the ballgame. 7 points tonight for Jeremiah Slough. He's got a 3, a couple of 2-point field goals. Brent McNerland, 2 field goals and 2 of 2 from the free throw line for 6 points. Tyler Dossett with 2 field goals for 4. Wade Bontz has got a field goal, and he's 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 4 points. Dane Bacon has got a field goal, and he's 1 of 1 from the free throw line and 3 points. Nate Olson has got a field goal for 2. And also a Blake Wright, he has got a field goal and 2 points in the basketball game. Hastings out on top of Dort by the score of 44-25 as the Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dippman will join us here at halftime. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. A win over Sioux Falls tonight, 76-49. Your feelings on the ballgame?
Well, first of all, great defensive first half. You hold a team like Sioux Falls to 13 points, and granted, they were missing some shots, but I thought we contested a lot of shots. I thought we created a lot of steals that really seemed to confuse them a little bit where we were coming at them next, and we really did a nice job of only limiting to one shot, got the rebound, and then got out and ran. The other thing I was really happy about in the first half was that 90% of our baskets, there was an assist with it. I thought we moved the ball well. I thought we had great spacing, and I thought we were really unselfish with the ball.
You played about as well as you can play, I thought, in the first half, both offensively and defensively. Like I said, you put some points on the scoreboard. The passing was good, and you raced out to a 40-13 halftime lead.
Yeah, that's the kind of game we're going to have to play for the next 5, hopefully 7 games of the season. But we've been talking about how we really haven't had great intensity the last week. We haven't shot the ball well. So, again, give our seniors the credit. When they needed to flip the switch on, they did it tonight.
I think they just bottled that up over the last 2 ball games. They were saving that for tonight because tonight they played pretty intense.
They did. What we were doing defensively was that we were really forcing them to react to us instead of us reacting to them. And I thought Rachel just did a tremendous job. We kind of had her in a little bit of a special defense tonight where she was helping with doubles on the post and reading the backside. And there was one time in the first half she had 4 consecutive steals by reading the backside and rotating over. So, a lot of good defense from everybody. And Rachel just did a tremendous job with her role.
And she had a season-high 17 points tonight and had 7 rebounds. Had 4 steals and 4 assists in the ball game. Not too shabby. You talked about doing something special for Rachel defensively. Was that something different that we saw tonight?
It is. It's something that we used with Kay Brockmeyer in the national tournament last year where we had her on a player that we felt we could cheat off of a little bit, and then we just said, read the eyes, read the defense, and see where you can go cause havoc, and she did a tremendous job of it.
It looked like there was more than just one Rachel Isherwood out there tonight because she was all over the place.
You know, that's when we're playing defense well, and I've heard other coaches say it, it just seems like there's seven people out on the floor.
The Hastings allowing just 13 points in the first half. We talked about it in the pregame show that defense is going to carry this basketball team like it has all season long. And tonight, you put it on special display tonight.
You know, 13 points is just phenomenal, especially when you look at the fact that they really have a great inside ball game. And Hildreth got her first bucket, I think, with about 5 or 6 minutes left in the ball game. Hofer, she was, I believe, 2 for 7 at halftime. So between the two of them, they had two baskets at halftime, and that was a big part of our success.
It was a 20-12 ball game with about 9.5 minutes to play in the first half, and then you guys going a 20-1 run for the rest of that first half. Was that just all caused by defense and getting the steals in there?
You know, I think it was because we, you know, there's something about not letting a team score, that little by little their chin gets down, and it starts affecting the defensive end too. So their rotations were a little slower. We got to the free throw line a little bit more. It just, you know, we constantly tell our players, no matter what happens on the offensive end, it can affect the defensive end. But that being said, if you're being held to 13 points, it's really tough to keep your chin up.
Coach, on the offensive end, your two post players, they combined to go 38 points tonight, 24 rebounds.
Well, then you add Rachel into that as well. And in our front line, our 3, 4, and 5 were very dominant. And, you know, if you get that kind of productivity out of the front line, then that's really going to open up some outside shots. And we just didn't have to shoot them tonight. We probably would have hit some of them, but I thought our players did, a great job of distributing the ball and being patient. And there were a number of times we had the shot clock down at 4, 5, 6 seconds, and then we finally got that inside seal that we wanted, or we got that breakdown on the defense and got the drive to the rim and ended up with a bucket. And those are really disheartening to your defense.
We talked about the magic switch. This team seems to be able to switch when the postseason comes on, and I think they flipped it tonight. They know that the postseason is here.
Well, they did. There's no doubt that playing at home helps, and definitely there was something to play for again as versus that last week. Now it'll be really interesting to see how we respond with Morningside coming in, because that is one of our three losses this year. That's our only conference loss. That's the national tournament loss from last year. So I'm anticipating we'll have a pretty high-intensity workout tomorrow, and we'll be ready to go on Saturday.
You got the score already, huh?
Well, I knew that they were up 19 midway through the second half.
Morningside, a very good basketball team. Again, that's the team that beat us during the regular season up in Sioux City. What makes the Morningside so tough? What are we going to have to attack come Saturday?
Well, the biggest problem that they present for us is they're one of the few teams that can put 5 offensive players on the floor. They really can spread you out. They can shoot the 3. They can take you off the dribble. And then they bring in their backup post, Ronnie Miller, and she really causes us a problem with Alicia, because she can go out to 18 feet, hit jumpers. She can take Alicia off the dribble. So we're going to have to be ready to help. You know, when it comes to low post play, I think Alicia can hold her own with anybody in the country right now. But when she's out at 18 feet, that's unfamiliar waters to her. So we'll have to make some adjustments to get ready for that.
They had a point guard, too. Her name kind of escapes me right now, but they had a point guard that really chewed us up first time around.
You know, she did. And the really interesting part is that probably midway through the second half, she had 3 points tonight. So I don't know. We got her excited for some reason that night, and she played like an NBA player, but that's another person. We'll have to make some adjustments. If she gets hot on us, we got to be able to give Kim a little help.
So, again, Hastings winning tonight 76-49. You got to be extremely pleased with just the way the team came out and handled the ball game tonight in this first game of the GPAC tournament.
No, we are. And you know, we didn't get to stay in the GPAC tournament very long last year. So it's a situation where they're really motivated to play well in this tournament. I know they did want to have the opportunity to play Morningside again in the regular or in the tournament, and so we've got what we wanted. Now we've got to make sure that we don't regret getting what we wanted.
Haven't won this thing since 2007, Coach, so maybe we can win a postseason tournament championship as well.
Well, that'd be fun.
Okay, we'll see you next
week.
Thank you. All right. Jeff Dittman again, Hastings College winning here tonight in the first round for them in the postseason tournament as they knock off the University of Sioux Falls by a score of 76-49. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Hastings College Basketball.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
Rocco basketball for you tonight on 1230 KHAS. The women's scoreboard complete now in the quarterfinals. It was Hastings beating Sioux Falls by a score of 76-49. Morningside beat Concordia tonight 72-59. It was Northwestern 89, Mount Marty 80, and Briar Cliff knocked off Dort final of 80-48. So all top four seeds in the women's side of things came up winners. So it's going to be Morningside playing at Hastings on Saturday in one of the semifinal games. The other one will pit Briar Cliff up against Northwestern. Men's college basketball going on tonight. Hastings with a lead here at halftime, 44-25 over the Dort defenders. We understand with 3 minutes to play in the ball game, it is Northwestern out on top of Sioux Falls by a score of 91-81. The winner of this ball game will play the winner of that ball game on Saturday. If Northwestern wins and Hastings wins, we'll have a home game on Saturday. If Sioux Falls comes back to beat Northwestern and Hastings wins, we'll be on the road on Saturday afternoon at Sioux Falls. But with 3 minutes to play in the ball game, Northwestern had the lead over Sioux Falls by a score of 91-81. We have got a final score in. Hastings St. Cecilia won the sub-district championship tonight. They beat Wilbur Claytonia by a score of 51-36. Hastings St. Cecilia wins the sub-district championship 51-36 over Wilbur Claytonia tonight. Lexington beat Hastings High in the semifinals of the girls' district over in Kearney, 51-35. Ravenna wins the sub-district championship over Blue Hill in overtime tonight, 47-42. Hastings with a lead here at halftime, 44-25. Again, leading the way for the Broncos, Derek Fletcher. He's got 12 points in the basketball game. Meanwhile, for the Dort defenders, it's a Trevor Walderstorff. He has got 8 points for the defenders. Hastings will have the basketball first to begin this second half of play. The Broncos in that first half hitting 51% of their shots compared to only 21% for Dort. So Hastings with the ball. They've got a 19-point lead to begin this second half. Here's a free throw line jumper by Dossett. It is up there and in. Dossett was knocked down on the play. No foul called. But Dossett gets the field goal. He's now got six. And the Broncos now lead by a score of 46-25. Here comes Michael Leikoff back for Dort now. Hastings will stay in their man-to-man defense. They've been man all night long. Right side of the lane, Kingma backs up. His pass across the lane is going to be tipped and intercepted. Picked up here by Vance. That is the eighth turnover on Dort in the ballgame. Vance gets it to Kyler Dossett. Hesitates, drives it down the lane. It's running one-hander. Is up and in. Kyler Dossett with back-to-back field goals here for the Broncos. Hastings now leading by the score of 48-25. There's a bounce pass inside to get it to Severs. His shot over Marvin. No good. He's fouled in the play. So Severs will go to the free throw line as he was mauled in the act of shooting here. The foul is going to go on Jake Marvin. That's going to be a second. So Severs will go to the free throw line now for the Dort defenders. Severs so far a 50% foul shoot in the season has not scored tonight. His shot is up there. It is good. 48-26 now. Hastings out on top of Dort. Here comes the next shot. It is up there. It is good. 48-27 now. Hastings with the lead. Here comes Jeremiah Slough back with the basketball for the Broncos. Slough looking to penetrate. He dribbles to the top of the key, down the left side of the lane. His scoop shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down there by Severs, and the ball recovered here by Walderstorff. Walderstorff gets to the near sideline to Ekhoff, hands it away to Kingma. His shot is up there. No good. A foul is called. Kingma sliding to the basket, and he is fouled into play there by Marvin again of Hastings. That is the third foul on Jake Marvin. Down to the scorer's table for Hastings is going to be Jason States. He will check in for Marvin. Going to the free throw line will be Logan Kingma. Kingma so far 5 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. 72% foul shooter in the season. Hastings leading by 21. Shot is up there. It is good by Kingma. He'll get one more. Here comes States into the ball game now. Marvin will check out. 18:48 to play in the contest. Hastings leading by 20, 48-28. Logan will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Down through the hole it goes. 48-29. Hastings back with the ball. The Broncos trying to move into the semifinals here in the GPAC postseason tournament. Derek Fletcher with the ball. That is Slough. Bounce pass goes inside. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to Dossett. The ball's intercepted. Back the other way. Driving for the hole. Its shot is up there by Kaiser. Is no good. Kaiser gets his own rebound. Goes up, back up. His shot's partially deflected. Run out of there by States. And now he got a foul called. A couple of shots in the back of there for Dort. And finally, a personal foul is going to be called here on Sean Kaiser of Dort. That's going to be the third foul on Kaiser. Non-shooting situation. It's going to be Hastings playing things in here in backcourt. Slough has got it to Wade Vance. Vance on the wing on the left side. Goes down to Kyler Dossett. Down to Vance on the wing again. Bounce pass, top of the key to Fletcher. Inside to get it to States. His shot on the window is good. Jason States gets the field goal. He's got 4 points, and Hastings leads by the score of 50-29. 2 minutes into the second half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Walderstorff comes to the near sideline to Ekhoff. Lobs it inside to Severs. It's passed across the lane. It goes to Walderstorff, and his shot is up and in. Walderstorff now with 10 points in the ball game. It's 50-31. The assist by Severs. Here's Slough falling down with the ball. It is loose in the lane, and it's finally taken out of there by Dort. Turnover number 7 on Hastings College. Sean Kaiser runs her back the other way. Nice pass to Walderstorff. His shot is up and in. Kaiser gets the assist. Walderstorff gets the field goal. Trevor's now got 12 points in the basketball game, and the Hastings lead is down to 17 points. 50-33. 17 and a half to play here in the contest. Dossett from the free throw line. His shot is good. Kyler Dossett is hit for 6 points here in the second half. He's got 10 for the ball game. 52-33. Hastings with the lead. Here's a Ekhoff back with the ball to Kaiser. Kaiser sends it inside to Chris Severs. He is double-teamed. Throws it back out on the wing. Kingma launches a three. His shot's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Fletcher. Fletcher gets it to Slough. Jeremiah hustles into the forecourt, down the right side of the lane. Out to Wade Vance for three. His shot is off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Kingma. Logan has got it now for Dort. Gets it to Michael Ekhoff. Hustles into the forecourt. Ekhoff dribbles right to left across the free throw line. Down on the baseline. Ekhoff sends it back to the right wing. Shot by Kaiser for three is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Dossett for Hastings. Dossett gets it away. Down to Fletcher. Right-handed dribble, waist high as he brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Down at the baseline, here's Vance for three. His shot good from the deep left corner. Wade Vance nails a three. He's now got 7 points in the ballgame, and the Broncos go back out on top by 19. 55-33, the score should be. Hastings out by 22. Here's Severs again, right side of the lane. Wheels into the paint, puts it up there off balance. His shot no good. He's going to be fouled in the play. Severs, a big boy as they get it in there. The foul is going to be called here on Hastings. They mentioned 55. There's no 55 out there for Hastings. It should be 53. That should be States. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Severs. That's his third free throw of the night. States gets hit with a personal foul there, 53 and not 55. The other 55, Chris Severs, will go to the free throw line for Dort for his second one. It is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound is loose underneath the bucket there. Walderstorff shot is no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, Walderstorff. Follow shot, no good. Ball tapped out of there. Finally, Slough grabs it for Hastings. Walderstorff right in front of the basket. Could not convert. Hastings back with the ball. Fletcher, top of the key. Now to Slough. Jeremiah's got it. Sends it over here. It's to Fletcher. They get it inside to Trevor. Holdmeyer is into the ball game now for Hastings. Holdmeyer kicks it out in 3-point territory to Slough. Dort still in the man-to-man defense. Jeremiah with the ball. Dribbles into the paint, drop a pass down low to Holtmeyer. His shot no good. Rebound Severs. Severs comes out there for Dort. Gets it down the near sideline to Eakoff into the forecourt. Here's a long-range jumper up and in. Sean Kaiser, a three from the left sideline. It is 55-37. Hastings still leading by 18, 15 and a half minutes to play here in this one. Here's Jeremiah Slough now to Fletcher. Fletcher brings it back now to Slough. The Kyler Dossett to Slough. Down to Fletcher. Back door they go to Kyler Dossett. He just lobs it up there, and Kyler sends it down through the hole. Dossett with 12 points in the ballgame. Eight of those so far in the first 5 minutes of the second half. Dossett having a great ball game for the Broncos. 57-37. Here's Severs. Double team right side of the lane. Puts it up off the glass and scores. Chris Severs scores there for the Dort defenders, a big 6'7" freshman. Here's Hastings back with the ball now. Fletcher comes to the near side to Slough. Dribble penetration in the lane. Leads it out here to Vance for three. A shot good. Wade Vance from the top of the key. Hits one. He has now got 10 in the ball game. We've got a timeout. We've got a timeout. The Broncos now out to a 21-point lead. 4 minutes, or actually 14 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings 60, Dort 39.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Local and area athletes, teams, and coaches shop at Hogan's Sporting Goods in Hastings. Hogan's has a great selection of shoes, socks, shorts, pants, shirts, uniforms, caps, equipment, accessories, stadium seats, and much more. When you look good, you play good. At Hogan Sporting Goods.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. The University of Sioux Falls has come back to beat Northwestern 94-93. Sioux Falls 94, Northwestern 93. So that is not good news for the Broncos. If they hang on here, we'll be on the road on Saturday. Sioux Falls comes from 10 points down with 3 minutes to play to beat Northwestern 94-93. It's 60-39 here. Here's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good by Brandon Vogel. Rebounded inside, and a shot is up and in by Walderstorff, and he is fouled into play. Trevor Walderstorff gets the field goal to go down. He's fouled into play here by Kyler Dossett. Dossett down with three. Walderstorff now with 14 points in the basketball game. It's 60-41. So Sioux Falls comes from 10 points down with 3 minutes to play to beat Northwestern 94-93. That is the third game this year between those two teams that's been decided by 1 point. A shot from the free throw line is no good by Walderstorff, and the rebound comes down to Trevor Hallbeier. Hallbeier gets it down to Derek Fletcher for Hastings. Near sideline, McNerland comes out to Fletcher. Now to Hallbeier. Now to Dane Bacon on the left side. Bacon comes out now to Jeremiah Slough as Dort is in the man-to-man defense. Slough comes over here on the wing to Brent McNerland. Takes it down on the baseline in the dribble. Is passing the lane to Trevor Hallbeier. His shot is up and in. Hallbeier drives it right to the hole there for Hastings as Hallbeier gets his first field goal of the ball game. Here's a long-range jumper back the other way. A shot no good by Vogel, and the rebound comes down to Slough. 13:50 to play in the ball game. Hastings leading 62-41. Slough on the wing on the right side. Jeremiah moves to his left, fires up a shot. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Trevor Walderstorff again, rather Sean Kaiser. Kaiser gets the board there for Dort. Down in the corner on the left side, here's an entry pass, and a foul is going to be called again as they get it to Walderstorff. A foul is going to go here on Slough of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Team foul number five on Hastings. It's going to be Dort inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Kaiser will get things in to Michael Eakoff out here in the three-point territory to Oldenkamp. Now to Kingma as he drives it to the hole, and he's going to be fouled into play. A foul there is going to go on McNerland of Hastings. First foul on Brent McNerland. Hastings College women victorious tonight, 76-49 over Sioux Falls. They will play Morningside on Saturday. Hastings College men now with a 62-41 lead over Dort. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good by Kingma. That's his first miss tonight from the line. He's now 7 out of 8. Altmaier comes out. Fletcher comes out. Slough comes back in. Jake Marvin comes back in now for head coach Lance Creech. 62-41 Broncos. Next shot is up there. It is good. Hastings trying to go to 13-1 here at home this season. They've now got a 20-point lead. Slough brings things up for Hastings into the offensive scoring zone. Comes over here on the wing now. The Wade Vance behind his screen from Marvin. Marvin rolls down the lane, but Vance takes a three-pointer. Shot no good. Marvin tries to grab the ball here on the corner, and it goes out of bounds. Trying to save it, he couldn't do it. That's going to be Dort basketball. Hastings with a 20-point lead. Waldorf angles in underneath the basket. He dumps it away to Jordan Vogel. He mishandles the ball. Picked up by Kingma. His shot is up there. No good. Tap try. No good. Foul called. It's going to go offensively on Jordan Vogel of Dort. Vogel picks up his second personal foul. Both teams attacking the basket here in this one tonight. Playing right around the rim. Close to the night. 62-42. Hastings with a 20-point lead. Here's McNerland. He's going to be fouled into play by Kingma. Logan picks up his first personal foul. 12:50 remaining in the ball game. Hastings 62, Dort 42. Brett McNerland will inbound the ball here for Hastings off of the near sideline. He gets it to Slough. Z boos out here against Michael Leikoff. To Marvin, lobs it into the lane. Bounce grabs it. Works, comes out to Marvin again at the top of the key. Down to Slough, left to right across the free throw line, then has a pass deflected. It comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touched here by Kingma of Dort. Hastings will play things in right in front of the scorer's table. 12 and a half minutes to go. Broncos still with a 20-point lead, 62-42. Led at halftime, 44-25. Bounce goes to Marvin, spins, goes to the basket. His shot is up and in. Nice shot there. As Jake Marvin, the freshman, takes the ball to the hole for the Broncos, he's got 4 points. 64-42. Hastings now leading by 22 points. Back with the basketball is Michael Leikoff. Comes out here to Brandon Oldenkamp, picked up there by Dane Bacon. Hastings stays with a man-to-man. Waldorf has got it now. Dribbles to the free throw line, gives it up to Kingma, drives it down the left side of the lane. His scoop shot is up and in. Logan Kingma scores. He's now got 10 points in the ball game, and the Broncos again lead by 20, 64-44. Here's McNerland with the ball on the wing on the left side. Dort still in a man-to-man defense. Out to a Dane Bacon. Bacon moves to his left, fires up a three-pointer. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Vons. Out to McNerland. 4-3. Count it. Brett Merck McNerland hits a three-pointer. He's got 9 points in the ball game now. It's 67-44. Hastings College with the lead. Here's Michael Leikoff with the ball. Leikoff to Oldenkamp. Moves it down on the baseline on the right side. Picked up by Slough. Bounce pass goes to Severs. Severs in a lane now to Waldorf. Down in the corner to Kingma. Kingma moves to his right, sends it back inside to Waldorf. His off-balance right-handed hook shot is up and in by Waldorf. He has now got 16 points in the ball game, and we have got a timeout. A timeout with 11 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Hastings 67, Dort 46.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Broncos with a 67-46 lead. As we approach the 11-minute mark now in the ball game, Hastings with the ball back in their offensive zone. Dort stays with a man-to-man defense. Slough, bounce pass down low, deflected away from Vance, and now we've got a jump ball called. Arrow pointing in favor of Dort, so this will be a turnover on Hastings. A turnover on the Broncos as Dort will come back the other direction. Concordia has lost to Briar Cliff tonight in men's college basketball. Final score, Briar Cliff 62 and Concordia 53. Sioux Falls has beaten Northwestern 94-93 men's college basketball tonight. The only game going on other than this one is the Doan and Dakota Wesleyan ball game. Here's a shot from the top of the key. It's up and in, a three-pointer by Oldenkamp. Brandon Oldenkamp has nailed 3 three-pointers in the ball game. The Hastings lead is now down to 18 points at 67-49. Vance right side of the lane to get it to Marvin. Spins in the lane, puts up a shot. He's going to be fouled into play by Severs. Put up a left-handed hook shot in the lane there, and he's fouled by Chris Severs. So if the scores hold up here, Hastings men will be on the road on Saturday. The Hastings women will be playing at home. Here's a shot for the free throw line. It's up and in by Jake Marvin. Marvin now with 5 points in the basketball game. It is 68-49. Hastings with the lead. As Marvin will have one more, the freshman out of Lincoln. His shot is up there. It's good. Marvin had just 1 point the first time around, but Hastings played Dort a couple of weeks ago up in Sioux Center, Iowa. He has got six here in this one. 69-49. Hastings just maintaining that 15-20-point lead here in the second half. Sievers, his pass deflected. Sievers picks it up in the corner. Sievers comes out to Brandon Oldenkamp across the top as he gets it to Waldersdorf. Now down at the baseline. Here's a shot up there. It is no good. Tap try is up and in. Waldersdorf is going to be credited with a field goal there. He's got 18 points in the ballgame. 69-51. Hastings with a lead. And there's Vance. He throws the ball away in the corner. Slough was going one way, and Vance threw it the other. It went into the corner. Slough says it was deflected out. It was not. So a turnover on Hastings. 69-51. Hastings continues to lead here in the basketball game tonight. Broncos trying to qualify for the NAIA National Tournament for the first time since 1995. Ranked number 24 in the country. They've got an 18-point lead, 69-51. Here's a Sean Kaiser with the ball, now to Oldenkamp. Comes out to Kingma, fakes the three, dribbles inside the free throw circle to Oldenkamp. Lobs it left side of the lane to Jordan Vogel. He's got Jake Marvin right behind him defensively. Now down in the baseline, Oldenkamp. His shot is up there, no good. Tap try, no good. Ball is ripped out of there. Kyler Dossett grabs the ball for Hastings. Dossett down the right sideline. Right-handed dribble, pulls up with the arc. Takes it to the free throw line. Now hands it away to Fletcher. Fletcher, right side of the lane, puts a man in the air. Comes out to Slough, top of the circle. Jeremiah directing some traffic out here. Marvin sets a screen. Slough comes over here on the wing now to Fletcher. Now to Marvin, and a foul is going to be called inside. A foul is going to go on the Jordan Vogel of Dort. That's going to be his third. 9 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in this one. 69-51. Hastings with a lead. Coming back into the ballgame, Dustin Kachi now for Dort. Also coming back in, Michael Ekoff. Going out is going to be Kingma. Hastings will inbound the ball from underneath their own basket. Slough gets it right in front of the hoop. There's Marvin. His shot's going to be blocked down. Rebound Marvin. Shot no good. Rebound Marvin. Shot good. Three shots to the hole there by Jake Marvin. Jake now with 8 points in the ballgame. And Hastings back out to a 20-point lead. 71-51. Hastings with the advantage as Kaiser takes the ball down there to Ekoff. Now to Kachi for three. His shot is up there. Good. Dustin Kachi, a 47% three-point shooter, nails this one. That's his first field goal of the ballgame. 71-54. The Broncos still lead by 17. Now we got some more action underneath the basket there, and the foul is going to be called on Dort. Going to go on Kaiser. That's going to be his fourth. Sean Kaiser now with four personal fouls for the defenders. Coming back into the ballgame now for Dort will be Sievers. Coming out is going to be Vogel. Coming in is going to be Kingma. Going out is going to be Sean Kaiser. Hastings will play things in baseline left side underneath their own basket. Slough holds the ball. Now to Wade. Vance fakes the three. Dribbles inside to Pate. Comes back out to Slough. Takes it to the free throw line. Out to Vance on the left sideline. His three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Fletcher grabs the rebound. Baseline jumper up there. No good. Marvin tips the ball out and a foul is going to be called. Marvin is going to be hit with a personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his fourth. So now Jake has got four personal fouls for Hastings with 8 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in this one. Marvin is going to have to come out now. States will come in. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. Going to the free throw line for Dort is going to be Chris Sievers. Bronco basketball here tonight for the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, the GPAC quarterfinals, the postseason tournament. As Sievers hits the free throw, he's now 4 out of 5 from the stripe. He's got 6 points in the ballgame. The Hastings College women winning tonight over Sioux Falls, 76-49 in our first ball game. Second shot by Sievers is up and in, 71-56. Hastings with a lead with 8.5 minutes to go. Kyler Dossett on the dribble, takes it down on the baseline and now retreats back out into three-point territory. Hands it away to Vance. Vance now to Slough. Slough fakes the three. Now puts it on the floor, dribbles to his left, brings it out into three-point territory. To Jake Marvin, now to Derek Fletcher. His shot is up there. He banks one home. Derek Fletcher banks one in off of the glass. Fletcher now with 14 points in the basketball game, 73-56. Here's Kingma. Dribble penetration. Gives it off to Sievers. A shot from 10. Good. Chris Sievers scores. And now we got a timeout. Dort. The defenders call the timeout. 7 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 73, Dort 58.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Again, both the men and women playing in the quarterfinal round of the GPAC postseason tournament. The men scores tonight. It was Briar Cliff beating Concordia by the score of 62-53. Sioux Falls beat Northwestern tonight 94-93. The Cougars coming from 10 points down with 3 minutes to play to nip Northwestern tonight by a point. 73-58 here. Hastings continues to lead by 15 points. Fletcher has got the ball. DeVance for three. His shot is up there. He buries it from the right sideline. Wade Fonce now with 13 in the ball game, 76-58. Here's Ekoff with the ball. Lobs it inside again to Severs. Double team. Severs in the lane. Puts up a shot. He hits it. Chris Severs now with 11, 76-60. Hastings with the lead with 7.5 to play. Here's Derek Fletcher out here in three-point territory. Now to Vance. Vance holds it. Now to Slough on the wing on the right side. Out to Vance. Two-handed pass goes to the wing on the left side to Fletcher. Now to Dossett. Shot from 10. Won't go. Rebound Michael Ekoff. Ekoff dribbles out of there with the ball. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Dribbles down the lane and an offensive foul. Nope, it's going to be a defensive foul on Wade Vance. Vance hit with a blocking foul there as Ekoff went down the lane for Dort. And Ekoff will go to the free throw line now for the defenders. Michael Ekoff has got just 2 points in the ballgame tonight. He had 16 the other night in their opening round win over Dana. They beat the Vikings 89-69 the other night. Ekoff had 10 points the last time these two teams played in that regular season meeting up in Sioux Center. So the Broncos still with a 16-point lead here, but Dort not going away. 7:07 to go in the ballgame. Here's Ekoff with the line. His shot is up and in. Ekoff is 78% foul shooter on the season. That is seventh this week in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort has trimmed the lead to 15, 76-61. Next shot is up there. It is good. It's a 14-point lead for Hastings now. 76-62 at the 7-minute mark of the second half. Here's Slough with the ball on the dribble. Works against Michael Ekoff now. Slough takes it to the hole. His shot is up there and in. Jeremiah scores for Hastings. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. And now we've got a timeout from Dort. We've got a timeout called here for Dort, I do believe. Yes, we do. A timeout, the defenders. 6 minutes and 52 seconds to play. We'll take a quick break here. The score, Hastings 78, Dort 62.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Dort working with the ball. There's Severs right in front of the basket. His shot no good, but he is hacked on the arm. It's turned into a foul fest here. Jason States gets hit with a personal foul. That's his four. So now both of the big guys for Hastings in some foul trouble with four fouls. Marvin with four. Jason States with four. Trevor Haltmeyer, the former Hastings High Tiger, down here in front of the scorer's table. He will check in at the next opportunity. Severs at the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Severs now 6 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 12 points. Haltmeyer is in. Here comes Jason States out of the ballgame. Hastings with a 15-point lead, 78-63. Severs will have one more. His shot is up there. It's good. Hits a pair of free throws. So, again, it's a 14-point lead. This is as close as Dort has been in a while. Hastings had the lead at halftime, 44-25. 6.5 to go here in the ballgame. Fletcher with the ball into the offensive zone, down the lane. Nice pass down to Haltmeyer. Jump pass back out on top to Slough, now to Fletcher. Fletcher brings it back to Slough as he calls out the play here. King Moran in his face defensively, or rather that's Justin Van Kooten who's into the ball game now for Dort. Slough now left side of the lane, spins against Van Kooten, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound tapped out of there. King McGrath's the ball. Logan Kingma gets the ball to Van Kooten into the forecourt now. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Brandon Oldenkamp. And the rebound comes down to Bontz of Hastings. And he's fouled here in backcourt. Oldenkamp is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his second. 6:05 to play here in the ball game. Hastings leading by the score of 78-64. Wade Bontz to the free throw line. He's got 13 so far in the ball game. 2 of 2 from the line. Shot is up there. It's good. Hastings, the best free throw shooting team of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, knocking down 72% of their free throws. The Broncos lead by 15. Make it 16 as Bontz gets this one to go down. 80-64. Here comes Van Kooten with the ball now for Dort. Comes over here to Oldenkamp. Back outside to Akingba. Behind his screen from Severs. Hands it away now to Oldenkamp. Circles around. Bounce pass mishandled there by Wolderstorff. Picks it up. Throws up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Fletcher. Fletcher has got it for Hastings. Jump pass goes to the far sideline to Kyler Dossett. Takes the ball all the way to the hole. Shot no good. And the rebound down to Severs. Severs now to Van Kooten for Dort. 5.5 to go. Hastings leading by 16. Kingma. King's over here to Brandon Oldenkamp. He dumps it away to Severs. Severs in the lane, goes for the hole. His shot is up and in. Chris Severs scores. He's now got 15 in the ball game, 80-66. Again, it's a 14-point lead for Hastings. Here's Slough with the ball now for the Broncos on the right side of the lane, and now we got a foul called back the other way. We got a foul called here on Brandon Oldenkamp of Dort. That's going to be his third. And Voss will go to the free throw line for Hastings. That was away from all the action there as Oldenkamp and Voss were mixing it up. And now Wade will go to the free throw line. 5 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Here in the ball game, Hastings leading by a score of 80-66. And now they're doing some housekeeping back at the other end. Not only is Slough leading the charges here tonight, he's also going to do the mop-up duty at the other end of the floor. To the free throw line for the Broncos will be Wade Bontz. Bontz's shot is up there. It is good. Bontz now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 16 points in the ball game. Dossett's got 12. Derek Fletcher has got 14. Next shot is up there. It is good from Bontz. Hastings now leading by 16 points again. 82-66. Here's Oldenkamp for 3. His shot rims off. No good. Dossett with a rebound. Dossett gets it to Bontz. We're down to 5 minutes to go. Bontz now to Slough, mishandles the ball, and a foul is called. Another reaching in foul there. It's going to go on Oldenkamp. That's going to be his fourth. So Dort is a team that was one of the hotter teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here at the end of the season. Dakota Wesleyan had won 16 games in a row. Dort had won 11 out of their last 12, but the Broncos jumped on the defenders early. Hastings led 44-25 at halftime, and Dort has not been able to get any closer than 14 points here in the second half. It's now 16 and 82-66. Jeremiah Slough will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. He's got 9 points in the ball game tonight. First chance of the free throw. Number 5 of the conference in free throw percentage. And his shot is up there and in. Slough is knocking down 79% of his foul shots. He will get one more. They were ready to inbound the ball from underneath the basket there. Dort heading back the other way. But the officials say no. He'll get another shot here. 83-66 is the score now with 5:05 remaining. Next shot is up there by Slough. Good. The former Donovan Trumbull Cardinal knocks down a couple of free throws, and Hastings back out to an 18-point lead, 84-66. Here's Van Kooten with the ball now for Dort. As it tipped away there by Slough, but Van Kooten picks it back up out of the near sideline. That's Dustin Kachi, who's into the ball game now. Kachi has got it on the baseline as he gets it to Brent Heidema. Back to the wing on the right side, a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound comes down here to Brent Heidema. They work it back around to Kachi on the wing on the right side, a three-pointer. He buries it. That is the second three-pointer of the ball game for Dustin Kachi. As now 84-69, a 15-point lead for Hastings. Here's Bontz in backcourt. Has to get rid of it. Does to Kyler Dossett, not as Slough. Jeremiah into the paint. Lob pass near side is going to be tipped out of bounds. Last touch there by Kachi of Dort. So Hastings will play things in. 24 seconds left on the shot clock. 4:20 remaining in the ball game. The Broncos leading by 15. 84-69. Here's Jeremiah out here in three-point territory, right side of the lane, dribbling with the ball. Slough has still got it behind his screen now from Marvin at the top of the key, drives it toward the hole. His pass to the near side is going to be tipped out of bounds. tipped out of bounds by Austin Vanderbeck, who's into the ball game now for Dort. 4 minutes and 6 seconds to play. 84-69. Hastings out on top. It'll be Slough inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. They get it to Vance. He spins. He has a reverse layup underneath the hole. His shot is up in the air. Nice move to the basket by Wade Vance. He's got 19 points in the ball game, and we've got a timeout, Hastings. 4 minutes and 2 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 86, Dort 69.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the credit union, 707 North Marion Road. The credit union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency.
1230 KHAS.
Went in the ball game. Hastings College with the lead, 86-69 over the Dort defenders. Sioux Falls beat Northwestern tonight, 94-93. So this score holds up. Sioux Falls will be the home team. They're the number two seed. They would take on Hastings on Saturday at a time to be determined. The Hastings College women will be at home on Saturday, both in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament, which will make our broadcasting plans interesting for Saturday. We'll pass those along to you. Dort with a ball right in front of the basket. Here's a shot, no good. Follow shot is up and in. Waldersdorf missed the first one. He got his own rebound and put it down through the hole. He's now got 20 points in the basketball game. It's a 15-point lead again for Hastings, 86-71. Dossett throws the ball out of bounds. Nice grab there by Coach Creech on the baseline. Reaches out and grabs that pass from Dossett, but unfortunately, Lance doesn't have the white and the crimson on tonight. He's out of bounds, and it's a turnover on Hastings. So now Dort trailing by 15 points with 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play. We'll come back the other direction. As close as they have gotten in the second half has been 14 points. Here's Kaiser, a bounce pass. He'll be kicked there by Slough out of bounds, so Dort will play things in. Here comes Brent McNerlin into the ball game. This will be win number 23 on the season for Hastings if they can hang on tonight. Marvin is going to check out. McNerlin is in. It's going to be Dort inbounding the ball off of the far side. That's Ekoff with it now. Ekoff to Kachi. His shot for three is up there. Good. Dustin Kachi nails his third three-pointer of the ball game. It's now 86-74 with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here's a steal. That one backcourt. And now they lose the ball. Now it's just picked up by Slough. That's a Waldersdorf who got the steal. Now Hastings has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Dossett gets it to Vance. He dribbles down the lane. He goes for the hole. His shot is up and in. The lane just opened up like a big old floodgate. Wade Vance takes it right to the basket and scores. He's got 21 in the ball game. 88-74. Here's Ekoff. He drives in and he's going to be fouled in the play. A foul is going to go here on Kyler Dossett. That's going to be his fourth. The Broncos have some people in foul trouble here. Dossett now with four. Marvin with four. Jason States with four. Michael Ekoff to the free throw line. He's got 4 points. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. Ekoff will have one more. It's 88-75. Dort trailing here by 13 points, now with 2 minutes and 53 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It is good. So, again, the defenders trail by just 12 points. They trailed at halftime 44-25. Slough will play things in to Kyler Dossett, now to Voss, into the forecourt. And now Hastings work against this Dort man-to-man. Wade Vance hands it away to Fletcher out here in three-point territory. Fletcher, right side of the lane, dribbles inside the paint, now retreats, comes back out to McNerlin, now to Slough on the wing. Jeremiah comes out near the 10-second line. Slough on the dribble, nearly falls down with it. Now a foul is called. It's going to go on Michael Ekoff. That's going to be his second. Both teams over the 10-foul limit here down the stretch. 2 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings is out on top of the Dort defenders, 88-76, with Slough at the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Slough now 3 of 3 from the line tonight. He's got 12 points in the basketball game. The Hastings lead is back up to 13, 89-76. Next shot is good. to 76. Here's a shot for three. It's up there. It's good. Sean Kaiser hits his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 8 points. And now Dort is pulled back to within 11 points, 90-79. And now we've got a timeout from the defenders. With 2 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 90, Dort 79.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. 90-79 is the score. Dort is trailing by 11 points. This is as close as they have gotten for a while. As Hastings will come back the other direction. And now Dort will apply the pressure all over the place. Slough has got the ball back here in backcourt, looking to play things in, does so. Tyler Dossett dribbles once and sent to the Fletcher into the offensive zone. So Hastings trying to protect an 11-point lead, trying to get out of here with a victory and move on into the semifinals. It is Fonts, comes to the near sideline, down to Slough. Slough dribbles down the right side of the lane and then tries to dump it off and is knocked out of bounds. Hastings will play things in with 17 seconds left in the shot clock. 2:08 to play in the ball game. Hastings still with an 11-point lead. Slough will play things in. Jeremiah looking, finally gets it in. Bounce in the corner. Wade dribbles down to baseline. He stops on the low block, comes out to McNerlin, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Kingma picks up the foul. Logan Kingma picks up his second personal foul for the defenders. This will be a two-shot opportunity. In fact, both teams are going to have two shots for the rest of the way. Brent McNerlin to the free throw line. He's got 9 points in the ballgame. We've had a ton of free throws in this one. McNerlin 2 out of 2 from the stripe tonight. His shot is up there. That one is good. And Brent will get one more. Hastings wins here. They'll play again on Saturday at Sioux Falls. Next shot is up there from McNerlin. That one is going to be no good. The ball is tipped out of there. Now we got a foul called. It's going to go on McNerlin. Ball was tapped out. McNerlin trying to tip it out further back down toward the 10-second line and gets hit with a personal foul. So we walk to the other end of the floor now. This will be a two-shot opportunity back the other way. Sean Kaiser will go to the free throw line now for Dort. He's got 8 points in the ball game, a couple of threes, and he has 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He'll have 2 shots here. His shot is up there. It is good. It is now 91-80. Hastings with an 11-point lead with 1 minute 59 seconds to play. Here comes the next shot from Kaiser. That one is up and in. So now Dort is within 10 points at 91-81. 1:59 remaining in the ballgame as the Broncos try to hang on here. And now we got a timeout called as Slough is unable to get the ball inbounded. Now the Broncos will burn the timeout here to try to talk things over. 1:59 to play in the ballgame. Don't go away. The score, Hastings 91, Dort 81.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins tonight in boys high school basketball. The Hawks winning in the championship ballgame of their sub-district over Wilbur Claytonia tonight, 51-36. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Dawson. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled in the play. Hastings had trouble getting the ball inbounded on that last possession. Right there, they call the timeout, and they throw the long baseball pass down the floor. Kyler Dawson gets the field goal. And he is racked, and he is out of bounds, and he's going to the free throw line now after hitting the field goal. The foul goes on Logan Kingman. That's going to be his third. Dawson a little slow in getting up, and now he goes to the free throw line. Kyler's got 14 points in the basketball game, a big bucket there for Dawson. And his shot from the free throw line is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Walderstor. So Hastings with a 12-point lead again. Here's a three-pointer thrown up there from the right side by Kaiser. It's up and in. Kaiser hits a three, and now it's a 9-point ball game. So Dort not rolling over here. The defenders have come from way back, and now they are down by 9 points with a minute and 49 seconds to play. We'll take another break with a score. Hastings 93, Dort 84.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up after the ball game, we'll announce our players of the game tonight and our coaches' post-game show before we get out of here. Tomorrow night, we'll have girls basketball for you here on 1230 KHAS. We'll have the district championship ball game from Aurora, Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Milford. It will tip off at 7 o'clock. Pre-game show begins at 6:45 tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. 93-84 is the score. Hastings with a 9-point lead. The Broncos are led by as many as 19 here in the ball game. That was at halftime. And here's Bonson backcourt. He's going to be fouled in the play. But now Dort, all they can do is really send Hastings to the free throw line. And unfortunately for the defenders, Hastings, the best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, is now Bontz will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Bontz so far has got 21 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's no good. That's his first miss at the free throw line tonight. He's now 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. A minute and 45 seconds to go. Dort was in within 9 points. Next shot is up there. It is going to be around the rim. It falls off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Dort. Here come the defenders now. Michael Ekhoff is going to drive the ball to the hole. His shot is up and in. Ekhoff gets the field goal to go down. It's now 93-86 with a minute and 36 seconds to play. And now we got a foul called here in backcourt. Now Kyler Dossett's going to go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Kaiser. And that's going to be the fifth personal foul on Sean Kaiser. He fouls out with a minute and 31 seconds to play. He will leave with 13 points. So now Kyler Dossett will go to the free throw line for the Broncos. 93-86 is the score with a minute and 31 seconds to play. Hastings holding on to the 7-point lead. Brandon Oldenkamp comes into the ball game now, replacing Kaiser. Dossett to the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot is no good. So three straight misses from the free throw line by Hastings. Dossett is 71% foul shooter in the season. Here comes the next shot by Dossett. That one is good, so he hits one out of two. 94-86. It's an 8-point lead. Down the near sideline is going to be Michael Ekhoff. Ekhoff comes out to Kingma for three. His shot's going to be off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound to Kachi, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Or Kachi is going to be hit with a personal foul over the back. And Kachi picks up his third. That's going to send Hastings to the free throw line. Now Kachi with four fouls. Slough goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. Jeremiah's free throw is up there. That one is good. Slough is now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 14 points in the ball game. 95-86. Next shot is up there. It's around the rim and down for Hastings. The Broncos back with a 10-point lead. A minute and 22 seconds to play. Here's Michael Ekhoff. Out here in 3-point territory, he's going to fire up. Atreya shot good. Michael Ekhoff hits the three. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. It's 96-89, and now we got a foul called here in backcourt. It's going to go on Ekhoff of Dort. That's going to be his third. That's going to send Hastings back to the free throw line at the other end. Coaching staff for Dort not happy with the last two calls here. And Wade Bontz now goes to the free throw line. 96-89 is the score. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It's no good by Bontz. He's missed three in a row. He'll have one more. Bontz, the fourth best foul shooter in the conference. Next one is up there. It's good. The Wade now with 22 in the ball game. It's 97-89. As we approach the 1 minute mark, Ekhoff just drives for the hole. His shot is up and in. Is he fouled? Yes, he is. Michael Ekhoff is fouled in a play by Wade Bontz. Ekhoff gets the field goal to go down. Ekhoff now with 13 in the ball game. That makes it 97-91. And Ekopp will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. His shot is up there. It is good. A three-point play by Ekopp. And all of a sudden, it is 97-92 with a minute and 4 seconds to play. Here's Bontz in backcourt. Bontz spins away down the near sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Gets the ball ahead to Kyler Dotson. His shot is up there. It's good. Dotson hits the field goal. Kyler with 17 in the ball game, 99-92. 55 seconds to play. And now we got contact made. A three-pointer put up and in by Kachi. Kachi buries the tray. It's 99-95 now. Hastings with a lead. We got a foul here in backcourt. Kachi buries the three from deep in the right corner for the Dort defenders. Dort has come from 19 points down. It is now 99-94 in favor of Hastings. Actually, 99-95 in favor of Hastings. And now Slough goes to the free throw line. Maya so far in the ball game has got 15. 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is no good. The Broncos just leaving the door open with missed free throw opportunities down the stretch here. 99-95, Hastings leading by 4. Next shot is up there. That one is good. Hastings hitting 1 out of 2 from the free throw line at this end, but Dort hitting 2s and 3s back at the other end. Here's Michael Ekopp back now for the Dort defenders to Dustin Kachi. Kachi now to Kingma. Kingma, three-pointer over Fletcher. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. Hastings will play things in. Hastings now leading by a score of 100-95. Dort applying some pressure back here in backcourt. 32 seconds to play in the ballgame. It's going to be McNerland playing the ball in to a Kyler Dossett. Dossett is going to be hitting backcourt, and he'll go to the free throw line. So now Dossett will toe the mark here for Hastings. Dossett so far tonight, 17 points in the ballgame. 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Kingma picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. Hastings had a 19-point lead at halftime, and it is now down to 5 at 100-95. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Kyler Dossett. He's now 2 of 4 from the line. It is 101-95. Hastings with the lead. Here comes the next shot by Dossett. It is up there. It's going to be short. Rebound to Kingma. So it's a 6-point lead. Just a 2-possession ball game. Here comes Ekopp back the other way. Goes for the hole. His shot is up there and in. Michael Ekopp scores again for Dort. It's now 101-97. And now we got a foul again in backcourt. That's going to send Hastings back to the free throw line. It's going to go on Austin Van de Beek. That's going to be his first personal foul. So it's 101-97 now. Hastings has got the lead with Fletcher to the free throw line. Fletcher eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. The shot is good. Fletcher now 4 out of 4 from the line tonight. He's got 15 points in the ball game. Hastings 102, Dort 97. Here comes the next shot by Fletcher. It's up and in. 103-97. Dort comes back quickly. Ekopp goes for the hole. His shot is up and in. Michael Ekopp drives at the distance and scores. It's now 103-99 in favor of Hastings. We've got 15 seconds to play. Here's a pass down to 4. They get it to Kyler Dossett. He goes up. He lays it in, and he's fouled in the play. Kyler Dossett breaks away, goes for the hole, and scores, and he is fouled in the play. And Dossett, that pretty well sealed things up for Hastings. Dossett with 20 in the ball game. The Broncos now lead by 6 with 13 seconds to play. The foul goes on Austin Van de Beek. That's going to be his second. So Kyler Dossett to the free throw line. He just broke away, and they threw him a baseball pass down the floor, and Kyler Dossett got the field goal to go down. Now his free throw is up and in, and Hastings has got a 7-point lead now at 106-99. Here's the Ekopp back now for Dort. Takes it down to the baseline. His shot over Vance is up and in. The man cannot miss down the stretch. He's now got 20 in the ball game, and now Dossett's going to be fouled again here in backcourt. Michael Ekopp has got 20 points in the basketball game, 18 in the second half, and a majority of those have come here in the last couple of minutes of the ball game. The Broncos still with a 5-point lead here at 106-101. It's like an NBA game here tonight. 5 seconds to go. And Kyler Dossett will go to the free throw line now for the Broncos. Dossett so far tonight, he's got 21 points. His season high was 24 that he put up against the Midland Lutheran Warriors earlier this season. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be no good. So Hastings continues to miss free throws down the stretch here to give the Dort defenders a little bit of life. Now Dawson will have one more. His shot is up there. He misses that one as well, and the rebound comes down to Walderstorff. He runs her back the other way and launches up a long three at the buzzer. No good. Hastings wins it. The Broncos hang on for the win here tonight. Hastings goes to 23 wins and 7 losses on the season. Hastings will live to see another ball game, and that will be on Saturday on the road at the University of Sioux Falls. The Dort defenders will close out their season with a mark of 20 wins and 10 losses. Here as they lose in the quarterfinals of the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. Final score, Hastings 106, Dort 101. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
New sports, weather, ag, and business news classifieds. It's all in the Hastings Tribune. Check out the Tribune's website, hastingstribune.com. Get the latest sports scores and reports on Hastings College and local and area high schools. Click on photos to view and order your favorite Tribune news and sports photos, and get the latest breaking news headlines delivered right to your inbox by clicking on email alerts. For more details and to subscribe to the Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com or call the Hastings Tribune at 402-462-2131.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field. Lynn Farrell Arena. We're indoors. Hastings College wins it here tonight over the Dort defenders by the score of 106-101. Hastings got out to a 44-25 halftime lead, and Dort did not go away. They had the lead chopped down to 4 points late in the ball game at 99-95, but Hastings College survives it. And they win tonight like an NBA game, 106-101 over the Dort defenders. So Hastings will move on to play in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament. That will be on Saturday at Sioux Falls. Dort is now 20-10. They pretty well wrap up their season. Hastings is 23-7. The Broncos getting 22 points tonight from Wade Vance, 21 from Kyler Dossett, 16 points from Derek Fletcher, 16 from Jeremiah Slough, 10 for Brent McNerlin. The other scores for Hastings, 3 from Dane Bacon, 2 for Blake Wright, 8 for Jake Marvin, 4 for Jason States. Trevor Walderstorff and Michael Ekoff led the way for the Dort defenders. They each had 20 in the ball game tonight. 15 points for Chris Siebers, 13 points for Sean Kaiser, 12 points for Dustin Kachi, and 10 for Logan Kingma. Their other scores, 9 points from Brandon Oldenkamp and 2 for Jordan Vogel. So Hastings College wins it here tonight over the Dort defenders. The final score of 106-101. Hastings will play at the University of Sioux Falls on Saturday. Again, the game times will be announced tomorrow by the Great Plains Athletic Conference office up in Sioux City. So that'll do it for this portion. Hastings College wins it tonight over Dort, 106-101. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' post-game show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco post-game show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. The Hastings Federal Credit Union is a not-for-profit cooperative, a financial institution that you, the members, own. And today, if you need a mortgage loan or if you are refinancing, call 463-6668 or stop at the credit union, 707 North Marion Road. The credit union's people will help you through these uncertain economic times. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the National Credit Union Administration, a U.S. government agency. Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by Witt Plumbing and by the Hastings Tribune.
So again, the Broncos win it here tonight in the men's ball game over the Dort Defenders. The final score of 106-101. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Hastings College women wins their quarterfinal matchup tonight with the University of Sioux Falls in the first ball game by a score of 76-49. They had three players in double figures tonight for Hastings: 19 points, 12 rebounds for Alicia Stadler, 19 points, 12 rebounds for Lindsay Ducey, 17 points and 7 rebounds for Rachel Isherwood in the ball game here tonight. Also coming through, Kim Feynman. She had 8 points, a couple of rebounds, dished out 6 assists, had a couple of steals and a couple of blocks in the ball game tonight for Hastings College. For the guys, with 106 points on the board, we had a lot of guys come through on the offensive end of things this evening. Wade Vance, 22 points in the ball game. Kyler Dossett had 21. 16 points for Derek Fletcher, 16 points for Jeremiah Slough, 10 points for Brent McNerland. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
News, sports, weather, ag, and business news classifieds. It's all in the Hastings Tribune. Check out the Tribune's website, hastingstribune.com. Get the latest sports scores and reports on Hastings College and local and area high schools. Click on photos to view and order your favorite Tribune news and sports photos, and get the latest breaking news headlines delivered right to your inbox by clicking on email alerts. For more details and to subscribe to the Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com or call the Hastings Tribune at 402-462-2131.
Our player of the game tonight for the Hastings College women's basketball team, the coach talked about her during the halftime of the men's contest tonight, Rachel Isherwood. Isherwood comes up with a season-high 17 points in the basketball game. She was 8 out of 12 from the field tonight, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, pulls down 7 rebounds, scores the 17 points, had 4 assists, 2 block shots, and 4 steals. In 33 minutes of playing time, Rachel Isherwood, our player of the game for the Hastings College women's basketball team. For the guys, you can pull them out of a hat here tonight. Wade Vance leading the way for the Broncos in scoring tonight. He had 22 points. We'll name him as our player of the game in this high-scoring affair. Vance ended up 7 out of 10 from the free-throw line tonight. Knocks down a couple of three-pointers and ends up with 22 points in the ball game. Hastings holds off the Dort Defenders by the score of 106-101. Hastings College women beat Sioux Falls tonight 76-49. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game has been brought to you by the Hastings Tribune and by Witt Plumbing. Stay tuned. Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service. Old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
And we're back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College wins it here tonight by a score of 106-101. As Nick Brose is going to join us, the assistant coach for Hastings College. And, Coach, we get out here with a win. That's the congratulations part. But I'll tell you what, you made things real interesting there at the end.
Yeah, exactly. I think we didn't execute down the stretch, and we found ways to allow them to get back into the ball game and And they're a good ball team. And if you take a, I guess, take your mind off what you're supposed to do and have lapses, then you're going to allow teams back into the game. And but at this time of the year, that's what the win column. It doesn't matter how you do it. Find a way. Get move on to that next round and then go battle on Saturday night.
Hastings got out to a 44-25 halftime advantage. At one point, you had a 24-point lead at 44-20 in the ball game. First half, pretty good. And the coach talked about lapses in the defensive effort in the pregame show tonight. I think the second half, we just saw that as they rack up some 80 points in the second half.
Yeah, like I said, just not doing the continually what we're supposed to do on the defensive end. And they really got into attack mode, and we stopped trying to defend them right away, and we let them get their full head of steam. And Ekhoff down the stretch really, and it really was like the last, you know, 7-8 minutes of the ball game. You know, even right after halftime, I thought we did a good job defensively. We just kind of played back and forth with them. We didn't ever create a lead beyond 20 points. And then towards the end, we, you know, just had those lapses, and they missed shots, and they would get offensive rebounds. And we got to get better at shutting down the drive, keeping people out of the paint, and then being able to box out. And you got to give Dort a lot of credit. They've got a really athletic team that crashes hard, and they play their hearts out. And tonight, they played no different than they did all year.
Yeah, the last 5 or 6 minutes, we couldn't keep Dort out of the lane. They went to the basket just about every possession.
Yeah, and that was our key going into the game. We want to focus on our defense just being a pack defense and not allow people into the paint, because that's what hurts you. And that's, you know, the game's pretty easy. It's a game of easy shots, and that's Bill Self talking from the University of Kansas. Game of easy shots. What are the easiest shots? The ones in the paint. And if you can eliminate those and on the defensive end, and if you can create those, you have a really good chance of winning. And tonight we almost let one slip away from us.
What about offensively in the second half for Hastings? Yeah, we rack up 106 points, but we had a ton of free throws in the ball game tonight. In fact, Hastings shot 28 of them, 28 out of 38 from the free throw line. But what about on our offensive end? What happened in the second half?
Oh, I mean, it's hard telling sometimes. You know, some shots didn't go down, and I thought we played well at times on the offensive end, but we kind of got back on our heels, and I think we decided not to be as aggressive. And we got away from some things offensively, some sets that we ran in the first half, and I think we just got into a lapse, you know, and it was on both ends. It just wasn't defensively, it was offensively. But luckily, you know, Wade Vaughn came up with some huge plays, I thought, down the stretch. I can remember the ball was on the sideline, and he, you know, with 10 seconds on the shot clock, we throw it into him on a post play, and he does a reverse layup. I thought Wade did a really good job tonight, just being able to combat some difficult circumstances. Now, he missed a couple crucial free throws down the stretch, but, you know, he's a guy that will continue to battle for us and be a leader out there.
One other guy I thought had a great game tonight is Tyler Dossett.
Yeah, Kyler, you know, he didn't get many shot attempts. He wasn't as aggressive in the first half. The second half, he came out and he really attacked the zone and, you know, got downhill on some shots and was able to create some easy opportunities. And he's so athletic and he's so versatile in his game that we got to get him going. He's kind of, you know, what as the coaching staff we always say, he's kind of our X factor. How he plays is how we're going to go.
Dossett ends up with 21 points. He was 9 out of 12 from the field tonight, 3 out of 8 from the free throw line, and pulls down about 4 rebounds. So Hastings College is out here with a 106-101 victory over the Dort Defenders. I talked all broadcast long about Hastings being the best free throw shooting team in the GPAC. And tonight you go, 28 out of 38 from the free throw line and left a lot of those points out on the floor tonight, as you missed a couple of front ends of the 1-1 that were crucial there at the end.
Yeah, exactly. And that's still, you know, 73%, 74% there for the game. And there was a lot of opportunities down the stretch where we weren't clutch. And we just got to be more clutch down the end and be able to convert those plays and put teams away. When you miss free throws in those situations, it gives the other team hope. And we gave them too much hope, you know, in that last three-minute stretch. And we just can't do that. We've got a really, really difficult team. We got to go to their home place, so we've got to be focused and fight through a lot of adversity, what you see on the road, and be able to combat that on the offensive end and be efficient.
Yeah, this is the point of this season where you can't really worry about the things that happen here. We got to win, we move on, and now we got to prepare starting tomorrow for Sioux Falls. You got one day of preparations for the Cougars.
Yeah, short preparation, get the guys in, make sure we get some rest, and you know, get on the court, get some shots up, you know, get our flow going there, and just know a few things about Sioux Falls. Now, they, you know, traditionally what they ran is kind of like a triangle offense, So we just got to walk through that stuff. We're not going to go hard at it all, but get to the basics. We are going to have to work on a little bit of our defense as far as, you know, don't try to allow penetration, because that obviously was the key in the second half, and boxing out. Too many offensive rebounds. And so we'll get after it a little bit tomorrow, but we got to give the guys rest. We got one day off, and then we got to get up to Sioux Falls and play the game and hopefully get ourselves into the championship game.
Sioux Falls is a team that beat you guys 80-74 earlier in the season, but I think that's a game that you guys, again, let Elite slip away in that contest.
Yeah, we played good first half again. We were up, I believe, 13 in the first half, and we've got to be able to find a way. The thing that I know about Sioux Falls is that they're tough. And defensively, I think they're the best team in our league. I think they just grind out, and that shows you what they did tonight. I'm not surprised at all. You know, down 10 with 3 minutes to go, and they find a way to basically shut Northwestern out for the rest of the game and come out of there with a win. And we're just going to have to be able to hunker down there and get some stops and be able to score the ball and not be able to maybe try to grind it out defensively with them, because we need to get up and down the court.
You talk about every game counts during the season. I think now we see that. We lost our last two ball games of the season. I think they would have been coming here if we wouldn't have lost those last two ball games. Now they get the number two seed with a number three, so we go up to Sioux Falls. So that's the difference. I think we have a road game now because we lost those last two.
Yeah, and you know, you look back, and Dakota Western is a great team. It's one of the best teams. I was telling the Ocho here, you know, one of the best teams I've seen in this league in a long time, probably back to the Northwestern games, but losing that Dana game, you know, really hurts right now. But we've been good on the road, you know. Prior to these last two games, you know, we went three games in a row and beat some quality teams. So we go out on the road and win, and we're not, you know, intimidated by them. We're going to go in there. Our guys believe that they can win. Like you said, it was a close game. That game was so long ago, it seems like three seasons ago. It was November, like, 18th. So it's been a while. And, you know, this is a big-time game. Our guys are really competitive, and we're going to go out there trying to win and move on.
Sioux Falls is a great time this time of the year, too. End of February, there's no better place to go than the University of Sioux Falls, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's a great place. We'll head up Saturday morning and get there in time maybe to check out maybe the concession stand and maybe a Subway. Maybe in Sioux City, but after that, we'll be back on the bus. We won't stay overnight.
All right, see you, bud. See you Saturday. Nick Brose, again, the assistant coach for Hastings College, as they win tonight over the Norton Defenders, final score of 106-101. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting, featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 464-463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
So the final numbers on the ball game tonight, Hastings ended up shooting 56% from the floor tonight. They were 36 out of 64 for 56.3%. Hastings 6 out of 19 on three-pointers for 31%. 28 out of 38 from the free throw line for 73%. Dort was 32 out of 77 for 41%. They were 11 out of 28 from three-point territory for 39%. 26 out of 30 from the free throw line for 86%. Hastings ended up getting out-rebounded by Dort 40-39, including 16-8 on the offensive end. Hastings had 10 turnovers. Dort had only 8. Broncos came up with 3 block shots and 6 steals. Dort had 4 block shots and 5 steals. Okay, Hastings getting 22 points in the ball game tonight from Wade Vance. 21 points by Kyler Dossett. 16 points and 9 rebounds for Derek Fletcher. And leading the way for the Dort defenders was Trevor Waldersdorf, as he scores 20 points and pulls down 11 rebounds for Dort. Hastings College wins it here tonight, 106-101 over Dort in the men's ball game. Hastings will play at the University of Sioux Falls on Saturday. Game time to be determined. The Hastings College women picked up a win in the opener tonight over the University of Sioux Falls by the score of 76-49. Hastings will have a home game against Morningside on Saturday. Again, that'll be a time to be determined. Get to the scores from the conference tonight. They are all now final. On the women's side of things, in the quarterfinals, it was Hastings beating Sioux Falls 76-49. Morningside over Concordia 72-59. Northwestern won as they knocked off Mount Marty 89-80. And it was Briarcliff over Dort tonight by a score of 80-48. So the top four seeds on the women's side all get into the semifinals after the action tonight. On the men's side, Dakota Wesleyan, the top-seeded team, winners over Doan by a score of 73-58. The number five seed Briarcliff upended the number four seed Concordia 62-53. Sioux Falls, the number two seed, over the number seven seed Northwestern 94-93. And Hastings, the number three seed, over the number 16 Dort tonight by a score of 106-101. We've got high school basketball tomorrow. The Hastings St. Cecilia Hawkettes will take on Milford in the championship ball game, the district championship. That'll be played at Aurora. Game time will be at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 6:45 tomorrow night. So join us for high school basketball tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. That'll do it from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. For Tyler Moffitt, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings' link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.